This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You are a talented son of a bitch.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me.
Yeah.
Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit. Okay, I'll sit in it.
Listen.
I mean, even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once and some cop shot at me. But the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you, the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
What do you mean it's a terrible car, man? It's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. Boy, Al Collins is driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. And tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it for you.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced. Are you serious?
They're rich, they're beautiful, and now they're looking for some new kicks. Three gorgeous sisters and their governess who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
The family that plays together is a very groovy family.
I can't drink, I can't do drugs. What a crummy cat.
The amorous adventures of four sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more perrific.
What are you doing, you effing little bitch?
All he wants.
The swinging pussycats are the perfect household pets, trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats, in color from Hemisphere Pictures.
You stupid, I'm going to punch your eyes out. I'm going to burn the house down. I'm going to cut you up with a razor knife.
All right. You know, people ask me if I get nervous before coming up on stage. I said, heck no, I got this many people staring at me all day. I was walking downtown, and the drunk tank stopped and picked me up. I was like, uh-oh. I was like, wait a minute here, fellas, there's a misunderstanding. I'm not drunk, I have cerebral palsy. They were like, that's a pretty big word for a drunk ass. I was in there for 7 days. They're like, damn, buddy, what did you drink? Only got 3 minutes. Shut up. This is also the part of my performance I'd like to inform you. You all are going to hell for laughing at me.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you? We're talking about cyber sports, all kinds of websites, all kinds of sites. We're walking around here at Camden Yards today, and look what, you may have seen this on the air. This is a bunny walking around with a cell phone. I'm not quite sure what, actually, I know what this is. This bunny is on the radio now. You're with the Don and Mike Show, right?
Yes, I am, Mark.
And you have to plug the Don and Mike Show, which is on what radio station?
It's on 1300 AM in Baltimore, the Don and Mike Show. Happy Easter, everybody, from Don and Mike.
And it's also on in Washington, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a nationally syndicated show all over the country.
This is not something you should do something bunny-like for me while I talk about my story here. We're getting coast-to-coast coverage right now on the Don and Mike Show. So how's that? That's pretty exciting. We own this exclusively, so this is a proud moment for all of us. We took the best that the baseball world has to offer with those of the world of computer aficionados, and we found, well, actually found some websites that even the most casual baseball fan will find is a hit.
Mark,
I could do that. The Orioles told me that he gets something like hundreds of thousands of hits during the offseason. So check it out. Let me give you the keywords to look up. There's the Orioles. You type in there. You get that. Major League Baseball.
Mark,
baseball perspectives.
Stuff, but Don really wants to say hello to Mary Beth in Washington. He wants to say hello, Mary Beth.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, Mary Beth's off
Don
today, but thank you.
1300 AM, National Radio Show.
All right, we got the bunny in, and you can look up the bunny on the webpage as well, I guess, Stan and Sandra.
Well, he's like the ever-ready bunny.
He just keeps going. He's already been thrown out of the stadium,
yeah.
So we thought we took him and give him
Wonder
a little
why.
Home here. Yeah, it's
you
amazing.
Okay, all right.
All right, let's throw him off the newscast now so we can move on, okay?
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, man.
Bye-bye, bunny.
Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live. If you go live this, that's bigger than live there. I make Miami the livest city in the world. L-I-V-E-S-T-E-R.
Oscar, viver's life, nearly sinking, barely floating, filled with stress and strife, anticipation of that boat, barely getting by, and your spirit has been broken when you hear Jeff Probst say, hey, the tribe has spoken, survivor's life, waving to a deadly spider, well, you'd think that I find a ruin, maybe ride her, it's a quick man's game, you gotta moderate the sass, and you must remember, outwit, outplay, outlast.
You're a f***ing disgrace.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
Where can we take some calls, Ivan?
Whenever we want.
Do we have calls that are on there now?
No calls yet.
What number do people call to get on the air? I mean, do we have that number?
It's right there.
No, do I have the call number in front of me? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's interesting. Interesting. Do we have any calls yet there, Ivan? No calls. Let's read some more about Scientology. Is Sean Hannity a Scientologist? Alec Baldwin posing the big questions tonight here. Do we have any calls here yet, Ivan? None. Boy, it's just incredible.
What brings you here? I heard about your trouble with Fatu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's Fatu. He's my own student. The five city monks. They've all been killed. It was Fatu and his gang.
Where's Fatu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What are we to him as you think fit?
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stunts column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Oh, mm-hmm.
No.
Thoughts. Thoughts. It's October. And we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Bliss should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
Better. I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot. I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, thanks.
Hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Hmm.
Hey, Hank.
Come here.
Listen.
Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again. What?
Hey.
Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now.
Hey, you little...
Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired.
Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
Wow. I thought I had a hairy hair.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg. Well, I'm giving it a guess, and I remember a guy have 10 points in one game. And I don't want to give
Toronto.
I don't want to give that name out just yet. But perhaps that could be one person to consider. And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong. So
that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, hello. What do you know? How are things going for you? We've got the happiness habit, and we want you happy, too. Summer, winter, autumn, spring, morning, noon, and night. Something that's cheerful, earful, get the newest music faster. Don and Mike.
Manhattan. 9/11, a national holiday. What do you think, Frank?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What do you think? What do you think, Frank?
Is this me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, so I actually have never called a radio show before. This sounds interesting.
Well, here's what we do. First-time callers don't wait. If you're a first-time caller, I don't make you wait. I put you right on the air.
Oh, thanks. I've never called a radio show before, but I like listening to the interaction between people and the show hosts and hearing other people's opinions. And you're filling a void. And speaking of filling a void, how long do you think it'll be before the Don and Mike Show are back on in New York City?
I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath for that, Frank.
Why do you suppose that would be?
I don't know. Don't they have some sort of contest where if, like, you can call me and say their names, you get a prize? Is that the deal here?
No, actually, it's not that at all. It's if I...
Very good. Don and Mike. Oh, God. I hope he gets a prize, though, for that.
No prize.
Show. Let's go! It's the dawn of rock and roll. Let's go!
Yeah. Okay.
Boy.
New stuff. Like everything on this show.
New old stuff.
New old stuff, exactly. Really, the word new is the new that... The word new is so new that it's really not even in our vocabulary. I keep waiting to go to that new studio, open the door, and see that they've done absolutely nothing. That would depress you. They got to pull it together.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6. Out in Colorado, the time is 1 to 5. And out in Sacramento, everywhere, they're noon to 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
You know, I like Leonard Kravitz.
Hello.
Here he is now. Here's the phone numbers.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I don't know. You're pretty good right now.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What are you doing, Jerry?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Are you out of breath now? Jerry?
Hello.
Hi there, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Yeah. You know what? Let's get him in because he's standing right there.
Look at him.
Ta-da!
There he is.
He's mentally retarded.
How's your
cheerful earful of Friday comedy goodness?
Two more weeks in this studio.
That's all.
Only two more weeks after 15 years.
That's right.
Just hopefully. Some.
Just a little bit.
Just a scotch between the cheek and gum.
And it really feels comfortable in there.
Thank you, Walt Garrison.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gillespie and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting live from God's Rubber Room.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And hello. And yep, you can tell by the smell.
Oh, boy.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Oh. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday. 06-09-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Frankly, he's the only one. In case you didn't hear the tape a second ago, here are your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. Or you can use 800-636-1067. Limited time now. 202-432-1067. If you're calling from D.C. on WJFK, which is our home station and our home city, you want to hear us on the internet? If you want to see the daily downloads of the show, I mean, they see the show as it's actually being transcribed as we speak.
Yeah.
You can go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
That's a miracle.
You can also hear the show there with the internet thing. Just push listen live. You want to send us an email? Not a chance we're going to read it, but somebody in the back room will.
Oh, sure.
So send that too. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And beyond that, iTunes. We're right there with 100 episodes. Go to iTunes under Talk Radio. And to make sure that you get all of the new episodes, subscribe to iTunes.
Yeah.
It don't cost nothing.
Right.
And that way you're sure to get all of the new episodes.
And happy birthday to my daughter, Catherine.
Oh,
I wanted to say that right at the front of the show.
Amen.
Happy birthday, sweetie. I love you. And I know she's listening right now. So happy birthday,
nice.
Catherine.
Well, then listen, before I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh. A lot of things.
A list.
A lot of things to discuss.
Yes.
Including some of our fabulous listeners. Why did you start off?
Well, you can do your... I was just saying happy birthday.
I wanted to mention it was something nice that happened to your daughter today.
Well, it's her birthday, and she also graduated from the sixth grade today.
Ah, very cool.
And I'm very, very proud of Catherine. I have been... You know, I don't say it often enough on the show. I mean, she's just such a great kid. And they had the big... I don't remember when I was going to school that they had sixth grade graduations where you graduate from elementary school. Fifth grade, I should say, and you're going into the middle school. But they do that now, and I guess they do that at a lot of schools. So she had the big ceremony, and it was a combination deal where it was the graduation, and then I took her out to lunch to celebrate graduation and her birthday. She's 11 years old today. And it was, you know, it's very hard when you're a part-time dad because especially if I don't have the girls, which I don't this weekend, that it's just the lunch and you want everything to go very, very well. And it was great. She was happy.
Good.
Gave her presents,
for
a birthday. And we having a really nice, nice lunch. And then, we're out in the wilds of Virginia, and there's only one celebrity that you hear sightings of out in that area. There's a guy that lives out there.
I already know who it is.
Of course you do. Uh-huh. Everybody knows who it is.
It's old Chicklet Teeth.
It's, not Chicklet Teeth.
Not Robert Duvall?
Yeah, Robert Duvall.
That's who I meant.
Robert Duvall comes out there, and he's seen...
Never mind.
What's that?
you thought I was talking about somebody else.
Yeah, I did. I did indeed. I'm glad I didn't slip.
Yeah.
He walks in, and you know, when you're out there in this part of Virginia, it's everybody can't minds their own business, and you try to be really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him out there because I travel in the same areas, and it's kind of rural, and you don't have a lot of places that people can go to eat out.
Right.
So I've seen him. And everybody, I think the way people treat this movie star is that you let him have his space, and you don't bother him. The adults are like that, and that's the way, it's almost like that's the cool thing to do. Well, here's the deal. I didn't know my daughters are going to recognize him.
Right.
And I'm sitting there.
You know why? I'll tell you exactly why.
What's that?
I bet. The awful Will Ferrell movie?
No.
With Ditka?
No.
No?
No.
What?
They're sitting there, and the kids go absolutely bananas. And I'm like, I see him first when he comes in, and then they see him, and they're like, oh, my God. And they said TV star. They see most of their movies on the screen.
Right.
They see him. They're like, oh. I'm like, all right, girls, stop staring.
How do they know him?
Yeah. The number one movie they watch all the time is Secondhand Lions. They watch this movie I didn't know this, that they love this movie. They go absolutely bananas over this, and they're going, and it goes back and forth. I said, all right, Elizabeth, Catherine, Elizabeth, please don't stare. Don't stare. Not cool. Small restaurant, tiny little restaurant. Let the man have his piece in it. And they keep going on. This is the first time I think that they have seen somebody that they've seen on TV
right.
that they get excited person, about. They're both at that age now where they're kind of tracking with you know, the fact that I do a radio show, and they're excited about this. And finally, they keep going on and on. And I said, well, why don't you just go over and say, hi, you know, I'm a big fan. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Well, that starts the discussion that goes on.
Your teeth look like chiclets.
No, don't. And so I know you want to, but don't this time, because she's listening to it.
Oh, right. No, listen.
So we saw
him one time in a restaurant as well.
And they go back and forth, and they're talking about whether they're going to go. They're having this big debate, and finally I say to Catherine, she said, I'm not sure I want to. I said, Dad, should I? I said, honey, you can go up if you want to.
Right.
I said, the what you should do is the only thing, if you really want to go up and say you're a fan,
right.
and you leave and you don't do it, you might feel kind of bad afterwards.
Right.
So that apparently clicks in her head. And then just to see these two little girls, my 11-year-old, my 8-year-old, they go to the back, and Robert Duvall is sitting at this one side of the restaurant, and they go down this hallway where the kitchen is and the restrooms are, and they're standing in the hallway, and I've got my back completely faced, so occasionally I'm glancing over the shoulder just to see the progress of this thing, and they're having this animated discussion in the hallway as to, you know, what to do, waving their arms around, and I'm looking over there, and I'm like, you know, really, I'm glad this isn't next to his table, because then, you know, you're really invading the guy's space, because they're going, you know, and you know how little girls are, where they're like, no, you stop. Stop.
Right, they're
no,
making their, they're making their plans.
I don't know what
right.
they're saying, but they're making their little arrangements
right,
as far as what they're going to do. So finally, I look over my shoulder, and I see they're approaching the table. Well, I try to be cool at this point, so I completely turn around. So now I'm out of radar range, and I don't know what's going on, and I'm counting on the fact that they're going to get a little brief hello. So I sit there. A minute goes by. 2 minutes goes by. About 5 minutes goes by. I turn back. I look over my shoulder. And there is my daughter,
being
Catherine.
Spanked by Robert Duvall.
No, not good.
Never speak to me while I'm having my meal.
You know,
who sent you over here, girl?
There is a tiny bit of me that said, yeah, she should if she really wants to, because it's her first experience.
Right.
And then there's another part saying, I have no idea, because I don't know. I haven't heard what the rap is. Mm-hmm. You know how some people, you know, some celebrities don't like to be bothered. I look over. Catherine's got her hands on her hips, and she. And I'll describe the body language where she's just having this conversation, this relaxed conversation where she's, and she'd occasionally like use her hands to talk, and she's having this discussion, and then she comes back, and at that point when they're walking away, I see them both do the thing where they're like, like that, and he cracks up at that. He sees that they're doing that, and then here's where I'm the jerk.
Yeah.
This is where I feel like instant idiot parent.
Oh, no.
Because
what did you do, Dad?
I turned around. I'm way at the other end of the restaurant, but I lean back over and I just give him kind of thank you, and I get no reaction. Like, you know, and at that point, I feel a little bit guilty about the whole thing. They sit down, and here's all.
Duvall, stage father back here. Thank you, Pachango.
I was nothing of the kind.
I treat people the way that I want to be treated. No, I know what you mean, though.
I felt like that. You know, I did feel like that.
That you did just lean over with the look.
I did. I laid it on them. I mean, I said, this is you, you know, but it was, you know, in my own mind, I think I really wanted them to go
over. You were
over
rooting
it.
For them.
Yeah, I wanted
of
them
course.
To do it. If they didn't want to do it, they didn't want to do it, and
right.
it wasn't going to happen. But since they did it, they come over, and you know how kids relay a story. So this is all I can get out of the conversation, that she walks up and she says, I'm a big fan. I watch Secondhand Lions all the time. And apparently you said to her, who did you like better? Did you like me better than Michael Caine? Which I thought was pretty funny that they had that discussion. And then other than that, I said, well, what else? He said the school I go to is very tough. It's a tough school, and congratulations on graduation.
Ah.
And so it was, and then they came back over, and we finish. She's opening up her presents. She gets her little cake, and she's got a cheeseburger and a brownie sundae in front of her, because she hasn't eaten her cheeseburger. Typical of my daughter, never finishes any food that's put in front of her. And she's got the brownie sundae, and he walks up, and this is when he's right next to us, and he, as he's walking out of the restaurant, because I can't do an impression of Robert Duvall. But he does that, hey, you know, he's got that kind of voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, he walks by her and he goes,
What do you got, a hollow leg there? You got a hollow leg? And he walks out like, you know, like the old Western guy right out into the street. And I am here to give my daughter, Catherine, the guts of applause for walking up to the movie star. I was so proud of her. I thought it was absolutely the cutest thing she's ever done. And I think, hopefully, that down the road she'll remember this birthday because of that. Because it was just kind of fun. But who, you know, I think of Robert Duvall. That's our generation as far as watching movies. I don't think of kids reacting, you know, reacting to it. They're going to react to, like, you know, Kelly Clarkson. That's
I would have bet that it was that dumb movie with Will Ferrell.
Was he in the movie with Will? Which one was that?
That's the soccer movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He's Will
Kicking and Screaming?
He's Will Ferrell's dad.
I think they've seen that, probably,
and,
too.
And
probably
someone from that. This guy is the next door neighbor.
Right. It, but you know what? You say stage parent, and it really is. It is similar to being a stage parent, because you're just over there, you're hoping that everything goes right. You don't know, seriously. I mean, I know there are movie stars that would probably go, excuse me, you know, I'm eating. He wasn't eating yet.
Tell your dad I'm having dinner.
Tell your dad. Tell your father who sent you over here.
Don't they know him from The Godfather?
Yeah.
Look, Daddy, it's Tom Hagen.
You know what I did say? I said, you know, when they get a little older, I'm going to show you all the movies that he's made that I like. So it's, you know, it's cool. So that was, you know, it was fun for me. It was fun for my kids, and they were happy. And
I predict movie roles. I think you'll probably put them in a movie now.
Oh yeah, right. This is going to lead to the big break, the very big break.
I predict they'll be selling hot rolls at the movies.
Selling what?
Selling hot rolls.
Hot rolls?
Like
hot rolls? You mean
like you know, big pretzels and stuff, and muffins.
You predict that my daughters will be doing that, or is this...
God, don't take it so personally. No, I predict the same thing for my retarded son. Okay, does that make you feel better?
Sorry to get you angry. Didn't mean to get you angry. Sorry about that.
Hold on. Don't.
Yes.
What do you mean when you say
that? Did you get mad at me?
No, because you got mad at me.
Yeah, a little bit. I just, you know, I don't get a chance to spend many birthdays with my daughter. Let's not make it a bad thing. Let's make it a good thing, okay? Let's make it a really nice thing, please.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on, really?
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
What do you mean, please, what did I do to make it a bad thing?
No, I didn't know what you were saying. I do get sensitive about my daughters. I shouldn't get sensitive about my daughters.
I wouldn't kid you seriously about your daughters. Mm-hmm. I mean, buses,
right.
It'd be a role for them. I'm trying to think of, you know, okay, granted. Not hilarious. I'm just trying to think anything to...
Some kind of a role.
Just segue, you know, role.
Role. Yeah, that's a role. Yeah. Roll.
They could sell roles.
Mm-hmm. They could sell roles.
Because many times kids get jobs in
at movie theaters. Yes, of course. Now I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
Yes, I understand.
I mean, don't get mad at me.
I understand, of course, Bruce.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Are your daughters listening right now?
Yes.
Dad has issues, girls.
Dad does. Dad does have issues. Daddy has a lot of issues.
Dad's a good man.
Thank you.
Dad's got some issues.
And had a great birthday day today.
Yes, a very great birthday day.
No, your dad had a good time with you today, girls. Like they need to hear that from me. Hi there. How you doing, girls?
Wouldn't hoit.
Your dad had a very good day with you. He had such a good day with you. He's afraid that I'm going to... He thinks so little of me and our friendship that he thinks now that I'm going to say something awful and cruel that will somehow scar you, girls.
F you.
Stop it. Now that's nice with your daughters listening.
No, now you got me mad. Now you really got me.
What?
I think so little of our friendship. Come on. Cut it out. Now that's not fair.
Well, what do you think?
That's
really,
not fair.
If because today I do know your daughter is listening right now.
Maybe not now. Yeah.
Oh, you think mom's changed the channel by now?
I have no idea. They just said I said it. You know, I'll talk about this at the beginning of the show. So how could I possibly know?
I'm just screwing with you.
I know you are. I know, and you do it so well.
I'm glad I swear to God, I'm elated that you're happy about your daughters. Mm-hmm. That you had a good day with your daughters.
Good.
That whole Robert Duvall thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's. Seriously,
good.
That's very sweet.
That is. I'm very happy for him. I really am.
Okay, now, be funny. Okay, there you go. That's pretty much how it works.
We don't always have... It doesn't always have to be funny, does it?
Well,
does it always have to be funny?
I think we've proven that.
I think we have always proven that.
I think that's probably going to be
once in a while,
what our slogan's going to be. It doesn't always have to be funny.
It doesn't always have to be funny, does it?
The Don and Mike Show.
It don't always have to be funny.
No, it doesn't always have to be funny.
It's rarely funny.
Where's dude?
It's occasionally funny.
Occasionally funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you.
Like you said.
Yes, and, you know, 11 years old and going on to the sixth grade. Yeah, I'm done. My story's over. Okay. I thought, you know, that's normally when we transition. You know.
Okay.
Have we lost our complete after 20 years of that? Is our timing now destroyed because of this?
Yes.
Okay. I've ruined it, haven't I?
Yes.
It's all my fault.
It's over.
Yeah. All right, let me try it again.
Girls, are you hearing this?
All right. Let me see. All right. And she's going on to the sixth grade. Fat ass. Is that a bad transition?
Now. Catherine Elizabeth, if you're listening,
yes,
your daddy was saying that to me.
Yeah, that was
not to you.
Hear that, don't say that.
That's right.
Hear that, don't say that. Don't repeat it. Daddy can say it, but don't you say it. What?
Do as I say.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. That's right.
The anthem of the modern parent.
Yeah. Treat others the way you treat people.
Exactly.
The way you wish people would treat you.
My mantra, how I've lived my life forever. How I have always lived my life.
What?
What?
Nothing. No, that's what I said, what?
Yeah, what are you looking at? Why are you looking behind you?
Because I see a flurry of people come in the studio.
What's Rob doing?
That's exactly kind of what I was wondering.
One of the cart machines is not working. I'm trying to make sure it's plugged in.
Okay.
That's all. And Joe's here as well.
Anything you want to say to Mike's daughter?
Happy birthday.
Wonderful.
I hope that many good years lie ahead of you.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you. Thank you. That wasn't very funny, though.
Well, I can take
it's funny, for Christ's sake. Write something.
Have to be.
Remember, if you're laughing at it, Rob probably wrote it. Thank you, Joe. That's your line too.
You wouldn't want to read what he might write right now.
No, I would. I'll read it. If he writes it, I promise you, I'll go ahead. Here we go.
What did he write?
My balls. There,
balls.
I said it.
Balls.
There we go. See?
I didn't want to say that.
Fantastic. I said it.
Balls. I'm not saying it. Mike's kids are listening. Okay. So, what are you boys doing now?
I'm just laughing at his head. I'm laughing at his oversized head.
Needs a haircut.
His gigantic. You don't need a haircut. What? Yeah. Shave it to the skin again. Yeah. God forbid. Yeah. You're really. It's getting down to your shoulders.
It's a meeting someday.
And your bald spot.
Crew cut, Sheriff.
Your hair grows. Well, listen. Are we cool? You and I cool?
Yeah, we're very cool.
Okay.
We're very cool.
Okay. Buzz, of course, you're always cool.
Always cool.
Buzz is always cool.
Be cool.
Wearing his tiny shirt today.
I don't. You know, I know I get sensitive about my kids. I always do. I always have.
There would be no kidding.
So the thing that makes me laugh is that when you said your father thinks so little of our friendship. No, I don't. I don't. I do not think
but,
so
but
little of
But the truth
this.
Is yes. that for whatever reason, that when I said that about your daughters, what did you think I was going to say? I kind of did, not literally think that, but mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think? That on the day your daughter's listening and that you're going to be saying this, I'm going to say something awful that's going to scar her or scar
no.
you?
Scar no. her? No. There's nothing you could say that would scar her. You know, I don't think so. No, I'm not,
mm-hmm. I could.
What's that?
I could.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah,
I mean, I could with anybody, though.
Yeah,
I don't mean that, of course, toward your daughter.
Yeah. Of course, you're talking naked cruelty. That would
anybody could. It's not what I'm about.
Exactly.
Right. At least in this instance, it's really not what I'm about.
Me neither. I think we both have those wonderful barbs that we can throw when we need to, but there's no need, of course.
I was just trying to lighten things up.
I don't think it was exactly. I wasn't describing a funeral march either. You know, I was just telling a story about my kids. I know you were.
Well,
you know, I thought it had its little light moments. You know,
it was an outstanding story. Right. I mean, most important, who gives a frig? You're happy, and you're happy that you had a happy day with your kids. That's
excuse me. I was happy. Okay. I was bouncing off the wall.
Do you see, girl?
I was bouncing off the wall. You know?
Did you like this with you, girl?
Until I got here.
Did you like this with you, girl?
Occasionally that happens, girls. Occasionally daddy's, you know, very unhappy until he gets in here. Today he was very happy.
Until he got here.
And it's gone.
Until he got to Sad City.
Out the window.
Welcome to Sad City.
All of my goodwill, all of my joy.
Excuse me.
Sucked out of me like a pit viper bit me in the leg. Right now. You know what I am now? Joyless. I am joyless.
Oh,
but, no, doesn't matter, Rob. You don't need to be joyful to be funny.
There's no joy in Mudville.
In fact, show me a comedian who's right? really joyful.
Oh, the more miserable, the funnier.
They really don't exist. You don't.
Well, you
see.
Are not really miserable now.
Not really. No.
Not really.
Yeah.
No. See, I know. Even I know now.
Maybe there's a little left in me. There's a but I'll make sure that's sucked out of me before the show's over.
You can still be the sad clown.
I can be the sad clown. The angry clown, Rob.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, I want to be the angry clown.
That's true.
So very sad. Johnny Constantino.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
What? Hello?
Bad cell phone.
All right. Try that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Bob had walked up to him and asked him if those are his beauties.
If Bob Duvall walked up to you and asked you if your daughters were your beauties.
I think you might have the wrong Bob.
That'd be Bob Barker.
Be Bob Barker.
Bob you're talking about.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Probably wouldn't have.
Although I'm sure Bob Barker is often mistaken for Robert Duvall.
Constantly.
No.
Wink Martindale. You know, people constantly confuse him with Kevin Costner.
Spay and neuter your horses.
Yes. We were mentioning that he was great in The Godfather. Here's one of Robert Duvall's best scenes in The Godfather.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whitman, stand up here. Christopher was on
Robert
the championship
Barker.
Basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal.
Robert Duvall.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. I am honored.
That's
now, who's our next player, Burton?
Who's our next player, Burton?
Of course, Robert Duvall is great on The Price is Right.
He's fantastic.
You love it, really.
Absolutely. When he does putt, hole in one, right? Hole is that the game? Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I thought it was a lovely story, and you told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Such enthusiasm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
That's it.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi.
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 Hold on. Hold on. The nose is never wrong.
Oh, is it her?
Is it?
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
It is, and the weekend's here, right?
Hi, Cheryl.
That's a good ear.
The weekend's here, and I'm a big queer. It's Gay Pride Weekend.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
And we are once again sending you down with the CBS News tape recorder,
oh,
right?
Good.
Yes, you are, and I hope to spend half of the weekend face down, ass up. So that'll be fun.
Cheryl the Big Dyke is nice enough once again. She's going to be covering the Gay Pride Parade.
Excellent.
This weekend for us in D.C. She'll be down there with a big, gigantic microphone that says CBS News on it.
I'm still trying to get that image out of my head right now.
And I
what? Face down? But I'm cute now.
You're lovely now.
When's the one in Baltimore?
That's next weekend. I won't be at that one. I think maybe Homo Joe's going to be at that
one. Yeah, I think you're going to have double coverage of both D.C. and Baltimore's big gay pride parades. All right, well, ask good questions and see if you can get laid or do whatever it is that you do with those things.
I just want to put a warning out there that downtown there will be a lot of homosexuals about, so be warned.
You never know.
At this weekend in D.C., they'll be everywhere. Remember, your nose knows.
We'll be everywhere trying to get married and threatening your traditional family.
Make sure you get a lot of tape of those drag queens, okay?
I will. I'll make sure I ask if they're pitchers or catchers just for you guys.
Very good.
Errol always does a great job.
But I never let my guard down because one never knows when a homosexual is about.
You never know. You never know. Thank you, guys.
All right, love you long time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go get them.
That's Cheryl. We'll have some good tape on Tuesday's show. Oh, we should mention that as well for those of you that follow the show every day.
Uh-huh.
Monday we won't be here because it is a scheduled day off.
Mm-hmm.
We're being called to New York.
Yeah. I didn't know whether you were going to go into any detail on that. Yes, we are being summoned. We are being summoned to Oz to meet with the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Those charges will never stick.
It should be interesting.
Find out. Hello, Don and Mike Show. They say it will be a festive social day.
Ah.
We said, really? Hold on a second. If it's so festive and it's so social, why are we taking a day off work? And why are we having to come to New York?
Why the neckties?
Because that's festive and social.
Right.
And Mike and I are in agreement.
Yeah.
We're not wearing neckties.
Hey, good for you.
You're
going to
do the
rebels.
kind of the business casual look.
I'm thinking of the Don Johnson Miami Vice look.
Yeah. You're going to roll your sport coat sleeves up?
It's coming back.
Get my members only jacket out.
I'll like grow a stubble. How you doing?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Rocket and Tub.
I was thinking if we could locate some softball uniforms, it might be fun to go to dinner.
Hey,
Howdy, guys.
Mike?
Yeah.
But hold on a second. Softball uniforms, like, from 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know, the old ones. Yeah.
The ones that are made entirely out of polyester.
And scuff them up a little bit, too. Scuff them up, and maybe we work up just a little sweat, you know?
And how about, like, the old Houston Astros?
Right.
Which might as well be the gay pride flag.
Yeah, the rainbow shirts.
Or the old, really ugly San Diego Padres uniforms.
Oh, those are horrible.
Or, if we're in a pinch, we could wear just shorts.
Just shorts?
Just like those coaches' shorts.
Well, I was going to request the short NBA shorts they used to wear about 20 years ago.
The 70s, 80s. Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be entirely social.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
I don't know. You never know how those are going to go.
You know, all those cats in the NBA now, I heard last night that they, who is the white chocolate? Jason Williams. Miami got killed last night by Dallas. Yeah. Surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Good team. Glad to watch that game. This guy, Jason Williams, the guy from Miami, his nickname is White Chocolate. He wears the shorts, of course, like everybody in the NBA does, the baggy shorts, the opposite of what Rob was just talking about. They go down to the knees.
Right.
And at first I thought the guy was wearing knee socks. But then I realized he's wearing black tights. Now, he's a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's wearing black tights.
Like ankle-length tights? Like dance skin tights all the way down his leg?
Yes. And I went on the web and I found Kobe Bryant, apparently, or Allen Iverson, one of these guys, mm-hmm. did this to keep blood flowing through their legs.
Was it like an Under Armour kind of thing?
Yeah. And apparently now all these players are doing it because they think it looks cool. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the new rule in the NBA is if you like doing it, we're going to immediately ban it.
That's right.
So they were saying last night when this guy was running up the court, bouncing the ball with his faggot tights on, they were saying, you know, in essence, this would be the last time you get to see the gay tights.
Doesn't it make everybody look like the skinny kid in the gym?
It makes them look ridiculous. I mean, I can take the guys wearing the long shorts with the real tall knee socks.
Right.
You know, that almost reminds me of, remember the way the White Sox had their uniforms when they wore shorts that year?
I think in the history of all of
the worst
sport, those were, and I saw those up close and personal. I went to a spring training game, an Orioles spring training game, and they wore, you know what it looked like? They looked like little 1920s, what you dress your child in. You remember the little sailor suit outfit? That's seriously what they looked like.
The Chicago White Sox for a whole year, this had to be back, in the late 70s, early 80s?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
They wore shorts. They wore shorts to play baseball. Yeah.
Shorts and shirts with huge collars. I mean, oversized collars.
Disco
and then collars. Underneath,
yeah.
I think it was like a white T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
That almost, it was just weird.
Mike's right. It had some of the Roaring Twenties in it, and also had a little AC/DC in it. You know, the lead singer of AC/DC.
Horrible.
And you know, not to help matters, they lost like 100 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I remember no when the when they first came in with the polyester, where they all had the striped waistlines.
Right.
And I thought that was actually kind of cool. You go back and look at that, you realize how horrible that
like
really
crap.
Was. Oh, all the uniforms look bad.
Hello?
Thank God George Costanza came up with cotton uniforms.
Oh, on Seinfeld. You know, actually, he did. He's right. That's a good episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, it didn't sound as if that when you came in you were being very jolly.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
Should be more jolly, Mike.
Okay, I will be more jolly. I will work on my jolly quote.
Bye!
Thank you.
Goodbye to you.
Thank you, fat ass.
See? It's working already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I'm back.
I know.
The equilibrium's totally back.
Fat ass.
God, that feels good.
Sure.
I feel totally at one with myself right now.
We got to hit a break.
Okay.
We come back. Oh, boy. Something... my girlfriend,
uh-huh.
I think she's okay. I think that she's maybe a keeper.
Yeah.
Great.
There you go, throwing out those compliments again.
Well, it's, you know, just let me say she's an educated, well-spoken. Can I make this any nicer? She's well-spoken.
That's
wow. Which is what you say about, you know, athletes. Like, that they're like, you know, I done run good. Where food eat me like to play ball. We're talking to Vladi Vlubolda. He's very well spoken.
Listen,
she's wonderful. She's very nice. She's very smart. She's got a good professional job. Mm-hmm. But, well, but, we come back. I'll tell you what. We didn't have a fight last night because that's really not a fair description of what happened. Right. It's just, she did something that I'll tell you when we come back. And you tell me if I am overreacting. I don't think I overreacted last night. It came as a bit of a, it made things a little awkward last night.
Hmm. But nothing, anything earth-shattering that resulted out of this, or?
Yeah, we've broken up, Mike. Yes, we've totally broken up.
Well, you could have been nicer.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
You're so strict.
Strict. That's a good word. Strict. No, things are.
You're such a strict boyfriend.
Things are cool with her. As a matter of fact, where we are going. Oh, come on. What do you mean? Oh, good. Like you didn't know that things would be cool.
Well, you had a.
We're going to the Poconos this weekend. Go to the NASCAR thing. I'm going to bring the tape recorder up and record a bunch of the necks up there for NASCAR in the Poconos. Oh, I'm getting to this very quickly. No, I can't. No, I cannot.
Are we not going for our record again today?
We are not going to go for the record today.
That might be what we try to do.
Because somebody went to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. .com.
Got him.
BaseballHallOfFame.com.
Yeah.
The year was 1976.
There it is.
Mike, it's your man Bucky Dent when he was playing for the Sox.
Oh, my God.
Clay Carroll and Chet Lemon. Even I remember Chet Lemon. From your Chicago White Sox. Hey, put that picture up on our website today of the White Sox wearing their uniforms with shorts.
I mean, worse than I even remember to see it in print.
Passing year, yes.
And I think Barry Bonds played for that team.
But what you have to remember is not only did they pose for these dumb pictures, they went out and played nine innings of ball every day like that.
And I should
that.
Say Bobby Bonds. Bobby Bonds played. The father of Barry Bonds.
Didn't his dad play for like a million teams?
Yeah, I think. But I think he was with Chicago when they had those uniforms. The picture's better than we described it. I love it.
That'll be on the website?
Yeah.
Excellent.
That'll be done on my website.com. Click on today's big steaming log. We do this right now. We'll come back. Things will be cool. More show coming up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere's a real hero of mine. Sting would be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, all right, it's not a Sting song, but it kind of sounds like the Police.
Flippin' awesome. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. I'll play this for Rob.
Big World Cup weekend in Germany.
Right.
Der Kommissar.
Yeah, he's going to have to get banned from the stadium.
All the hooligans.
Got to throw him right out of the stadium.
Did you read today that there's some gigantic whorehouse in Germany where they service normally 1,000 guys a day because it's legal there?
Right.
They think for the World Cup, they're going to go to 1,500 guys a day.
Ew.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, I'm ready. This is my friend Klaus.
And what was the funniest part of that? If you wanted to stay in the hotel just for no sex, they still had rooms available.
Sure. I think they call it over there the House of Drei Farben, which is or something like that, the House of Three Colors. That's how you know when you see a bordello. In
Red
Germany.
Is the bad color.
The weird thing is they only have 4 girls.
Oh. Ew.
Amazing.
Nasty.
It's an efficient culture.
Nasty. Yes, efficient.
Yeah.
Well, most of those hookers were good at the beginning.
They made good runs.
That's right.
Okay, so let me tell you about my gal pal.
Yeah.
My gal pal. You know?
I'll talk about it.
Go.
Okay, one of the reasons you have a partnership that lasts a long time is when Don and I even have the slightest little disagreement off the air. We normally deal with it during the break, and we'll chat.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was really explaining how that this particular week, it's been very difficult, and it comes and it goes, and I guess when you're a single parent, the way I put single dads, single mothers, single whatever, you know, when you go through a divorce and you have kids, there are two schools of thought, at least the way I understand it. There are people that like go their separate ways and really kind of can move on and deal with that, with the children issue because they're just, you know, they don't care. I mean, they just want to extricate themselves from a situation. And then there are, you know, people that split up and I always want to remain a vital, important part of my kids' lives. And the reason I think I get more defensive then, you know, it's interesting when you'll talk about your son being Sir Sleeps a Lot and stuff and say stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm more protective, I think, when I'm on the air, when I'm talking about my kids, because you can't escape the feeling that I get sometimes, and I don't know whether other people can relate to this, that you, when you go through what I've gone through, you can't escape the feeling every now and then that you have let your children down. You can't, no matter what the circumstance, no matter how good it may be that you take yourself out of a relationship, because God knows staying in relationships can sometimes be 10 times worse
sure.
than if you go apart.
Oops, we got some CB interference there.
We had a brief discussion because Dom was asking me if I was doing okay, and I said, you know, I'll keep it brief, but I'll tell you, and this is what I told him, what I'm telling everybody right now, that when you're in that situation, you get so defensive and you get so protective, you get hyper protective.
I think people can relate to say the G word, say what you felt.
Guilt.
Yes. Mm.
Guilt.
Yeah.
It's guilt. And I didn't put it there because it's the same thing. You know, when I'm feeling that way, when I'm not there, that I'm not there all the time, that is, you know, the single worst part of all of this. And this is not to put my ex-wife down, but really my total angst and my anguish in this marriage breaking up was based on my kids. Always has been. Because my thought, you know, when I was growing up was that you do it, you stick in there, you hang in there, no matter what, because otherwise you're letting your kids down. And it is something that comes and it goes. And I was saying to you that this particular week, the feelings of guilt have been there. And because I'm sitting there and this, you know, the very brief time I had with my daughter today, which I always think maybe not enough.
Right.
And you know, and the thing is that I get along with my ex-wife well enough that I can see my kids whenever I want. We have, you know, the visitation thing. It's not it's not Kim Bassinger, Alec Baldwin. You know, it's very, we've moved past that part,
right?
And so that's good. But you can't help. And I suppose you're right. I suppose there are people that are divorced that feel like this all the time. You know, that you feel you can't. I don't think you can escape it. It is a guilty feeling, and if you care. You know, you just feel guilty. You feel, you know, hey, I should be there 24/7 all the time. You know, I am, but I'm long distance. I'm not there all the time. And that is, you know, somebody said to me when I first split up with my ex-wife, somebody said to me, the best thing about, this kind of relationship is the fact that you have kids, and the worst thing is that you have kids.
Right.
Because you feel such guilt over the fact that you are not in their lives on a daily basis that, you know, that nags at you all the time. That is what, you know, I had to get by and I had to deal with. And it rears its ugly head. Now that I'm thinking out loud about it, it is something I dealt with every day when all that, and you were talking to me when that was going on too. You knew where my head was at there. It was terrible. And it sometimes comes back and revisits you, the guilt. And it's guilt, guilt, guilt. You're like, God, did I do enough? Did, you know, are they happy? Have I done in what limited way I'm able to do now? Enough, and you know, I suppose you beat yourself up about it, and I do, but that's why I get really, sometimes really incredibly defensive when it comes to my kids.
Because we had a moment.
I always have.
Me and Mike don't fight. Right. We really don't.
We wouldn't call that really what we do, off the air, a fight. But I upset you and you upset me.
Well, it was a moment. I think I upset you first.
Right, you did.
And then you looked at me like, huh. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it's like, I go, hmm. And I was like, right. Okay, is the show going to stop?
When we're fighting, I do an awful lot. I probably do more of that than you. You manage to verbalize it. I will give you a look occasionally, and it's I know it's not a pleasant look. And does kind of stop the show.
Treat others the way you want them to treat you.
Do not look at someone like you want to punch. Don't do that. That's not a good thing.
Thank you, Mike. That's exactly the way it would be. If I was Plastic Man, my arm would be over the console right now.
Fumbling you.
So I said to Mike.
I hope I articulated that accurately, because that is the way that
when
I'm dealing with this.
When we went to the break. And I said, everything cool with you? And he said, yeah, we kicked Rob out.
Mainly
because we love kicking you out.
I know you
There's
love
no
that.
Better feeling than just saying, Rob, would you excuse us?
It's fun.
Joe?
It really is fun. Yeah.
Would you excuse us? We're having a private conversation. Okay.
But it really is. You know, and you're right. It feels good to purge that, because I think that what Don said to me during the break, he said you should talk about this because you are among many, 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 yep. many, many people that feel the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that, you know, I guess they call them the deadbeat dads and the dads that don't
but you're
you
not.
Know, pick up the slack. And
you're
then
not.
They're the people that they care. And if you give, I think every guy that's in my situation that feels even remotely like I do goes through the same stuff, goes through those same feelings, and it sucks sometimes. It really does. Are they happy? I think under the circumstances, I got the happiest kids in the world. I think they are very, very happy, and everybody tells me that. In fact, that's actually how they're described when people meet mm-hmm. them, and I know they are. And it's but there are moments, and for whatever reason, a lot going on, a lot of end of year stuff at school that I, you know, I've been there for that. A lot of stuff, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that I can't always be there for, and it just beats you up after all. Mm-hmm. And you do have guilt, and there's nothing. I don't think there's any person, anything that can be said that takes that away. You deal with that. You know, it's part of the equation. It's part of that.
But I'll tell you, too, that I'm living proof that on the other side, it's okay, because things with you know, the sewage worker
mm-hmm.
and I,
right.
The woman I married at 18 and then because she was pregnant, that Amy, that child,
mm-hmm.
you want to talk about guilt? There was,
yeah.
like, there was 20 years where,
right.
for whatever
right.
reason, you know, there was no contact between us. And you don't think that every day I would think, oh, okay, you know, talk about a deadbeat dad. I mean, and I did all the right stuff. I sent the money, paid for school, but
right.
there was nothing. And I never thought that it would ever be able to be a real relationship. And Frieda would say to me,
mm-hmm.
someday she's going to want to know about you. And then for the longest time, we thought she was dead.
Right.
Because she was in the hospital. She's had some serious health issues. And we couldn't find her, and you know, my family situation is effed up.
Mm-hmm.
So after Frieda passed away, it was like when the phone rings and I saw that it was Amy, and this is almost a year ago.
Right.
Like, well, first off, she's alive. You know,
yeah,
okay, I'm dealing
yeah.
with that.
Right.
And you want to talk about guilt and worrying about
yeah.
what your kids would think?
Sure.
I mean, you know, I'm not even talking about stuff that may have been fed to her by other people.
Of course.
Just the fact that here's a 30-year-old woman who, you know, knew me, didn't even really know me. I mean, mm-hmm. she was born and then,
right.
You know, we're teats up.
Sure.
And then there's years and years. But now, I mean, in the last year, Jesus Christ, I'm so blessed to
yeah.
have
yeah.
a beautiful daughter that's a part of my life and the grandkids, you know, and you put that together with Bart and nothing ever makes up for Frieda being gone. But,
right.
you know, It does, as long as you're cool,
mm-hmm.
and you're a million miles ahead of me as far as this goes, like
well, yeah,
with
I mean,
things were with my daughter.
Different,
so.
You know, different ages, different circumstances. I mean, it's...
yeah, but, you know, and also, you know, again, when you feel that way, like I told you off the air,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you on the air, you should say it, because people relate to that.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right, you're right. And, you know, I was, you know, explaining it to you, and then, you know, you're right. And when you mention, that's the quickest way to get me to talk about something on the air, is when you say, you know, people can relate to that, that there are other people that probably
that's
have
true.
Gone through the same thing. And, it, you know, it's a strange deal. You never know whether it's society that makes us like this genetically to be like this. But I'm you know somebody who believes that you know when you bring them into the world you should be you know with them you know all the time, and that means physical presence. And you know what, it doesn't always work out that way,
mm-hmm.
and you have to move on and you have to move by it. But you do you know you do the best you can. You try to do the best you can.
I mean you shouldn't be ashamed. Not that you're ashamed or afraid. Or scared to say that because today it's your daughter's birthday weekend and you want to have a lot of time with them and you can't this weekend.
It's not my, you know, that it's not. It's not that I was prevented.
It's not your weekend.
It's not. It's the weekend and I had rearranged it for other things that I have to cover, you know, and it's
right.
just, you know, it, but you know what? I have had
I think everybody can dig that. It's
yeah,
like,
right.
you know, today's the day you want to spend a lot of time with her. You're going to get to spend 1 hour with her. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah, absolutely.
You
and,
know,
you know,
no, I'd be pissed, too, if I was you. I mean, I'd be, you know, I'd be...
it's not pissed. It's not remotely
disappointed.
Pissed.
You know what
it
I mean?
Very, what it is down. It's down. It makes you, you know, get a little, you know, into a funk, and you do that all the time. But with that said, I mean, I know, the one thing I do know, and I should say the positive part of this, the one thing I do know is the relationship I do have with both of my daughters,
yep.
and I know how
yep.
solid that is. And that is, you know, That's you can't do anything to to change that. That's where it is, and I hope that stays that way for a very long time.
At least both you guys know how many kids you have and where they live.
Unlike you, Buzz,
yeah, right?
Right. Where they are all around. Thank you. That's a good segue. I'm tired of talking about heavy stuff. I truly am. But I'm glad I talked about it because it is therapy, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of therapy.
Goddamn right.
He's right about that.
It is.
Hey, what are you going to do? Go yell at Carla about it tonight?
But, you know, thank God for Carla, too. I mean, really, because she's been, you know, it's not anybody that deals with this. I don't care what. I don't care if you're a girlfriend, if you're, you know, a fiance, you know, everybody has to deal. A lot of people get affected when you have a situation.
You know what
like
I say,
this.
Mike, whenever that comes up, it's always deal or no deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Deal or no deal. And then I call Howie Mandel. Ready? And he has the fake conversation with the guy on the phone. It's always, what do I do? How do I deal with
deal
this?
Or no deal?
Deal or no deal? Hello. Don and, oops, what's wrong with the phone? Don and Mike show. There we go. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling to talk to Dr. Laura.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I agree. It sounded like
hello.
That.
Hello. Don and Mike
I'm
show.
I'm not telling anybody to
Don
do
Don and
anything.
Mike.
Yeah.
Radio demigod.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Chris from the cell phone talk game yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yeah, you guys thought we were cheating, man. That
you definitely,
yeah.
You know the Buzz and I went outside and paced off 40 paces?
You were definitely 100%
cheating. 100%
cheating.
Impossible.
100% cheating my butt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, your butt.
That's right, your butt. Your smelly butt.
Yeah, that's right.
Your pimply butt.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye, fat ass.
Have a good weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That went well.
Hello.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to touch base with Mike. I'm a divorced dad myself. I live in Baltimore. My kids live in Richmond. So you got quite a drive there.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it is, you know, I know it's kind of heavy stuff on a Friday afternoon.
It is heavy.
It is what it is. He's right, though.
It is what it is.
And, you know, it's the end of school, and, you know, when they're like, hey, can you make it down? It's tough to say no. And they're 12 years old.
Maybe
they don't understand that.
Maybe it is a time of year deal. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I don't know myself, so it's weird. You never know.
Maybe you should rent that movie with Randy Quaid,
you know,
and Paul Reiser.
Look, are you talking about getting out of a depression? You want Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm thinking, how do I cheer up? Randy Quaid is the first actor that
Randy
pops into
Quaid,
my head.
Randy Quaid with Paul Reiser.
Two amazing talents.
And maybe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm probably wrong about this, maybe Steve Guttenberg as well.
Oh, God.
Have you not seen that on cable?
Not only amazing personalities, but what acting chops.
It's way old. It's these three divorced dads, and they meet at McDonald's to switch off the kids every week. It's awful.
Garofalo's in it, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Moms, I think.
Oh, stop.
Ew.
Too many stars.
The movie is called Hygiene.
I hate Steve Guttenberg.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hey, I'd like to put myself up for ridicule. I have a poem for you guys.
Oh, no.
You've come to the right place.
Not to the right place?
You have.
You've come to the right place.
Yeah, share your
ridicule. For ridicule.
Excellent. I am up for ridicule. Here's the poem.
Go.
Okay.
One of my sons became a firefighter today. Did I hear America singing? I could feel it through my feet, up through my thoughts, emotions.
Hey, hold on. Let me just stop you for a second. I understand what a haiku is. I understand that there are poems where the words do not rhyme. Let me refer you to the great Lionel Richie. Oh, what a feeling.
Genius.
When you're dancing on the ceiling.
That's it.
Short lines.
Genius.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Do what?
If the trailer's rocking, don't come knocking.
Mm-hmm. Got it? Okay.
Accepted.
Here's a dime.
Yes.
Go buy a rhyme.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Get out of here.
You really saved him a lot of embarrassment by cutting him on.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi there.
Hi, baby.
I am in a absolutely good mood. And I just wanted to say that no matter what you do, as long as you're involved in some way in your child's life, that's the best thing.
Okay. Thank you. I'm in a good mood, too. I'm not in a bad mood.
Okay.
I'm really not. I am really not. I was just explaining my behavior earlier during the program.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Okay. How you doing?
Why
say that? I don't care. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care.
The name of that movie. The name of that movie is Bye Bye Love, and it's Matthew Modine.
Well,
just plug one. In, take out Gutenberg, plug in Modine.
6-1, half dozen of the other.
Private Joker.
Good luck trying to rent it now.
Okay. Bye bye.
Hi, Joker.
He's not bad in Full Metal Jacket.
He's great in
Full
Metal Jacket.
Old Matt Modine.
Is he in that Memphis Belle, too? Is that Matthew Modine?
I believe so, and it's also the name of Jiminy Glick's children, Matthew and Modine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, shut up. Shut up.
Hello.
Empty head.
Hello, this is...
What?
Hello, this is Don and Mike's guilt. Rob is done with me now. I will see you both later.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling, fat ass.
Bye, fat ass. All right, so we're cool with Mike. Everything's cool.
I'm done, yes. I'm all out. I'm out.
You know what? I probably...
There you go.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let me see. My girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And,
you really just sort of started that.
Yep. And then, fan letter of the day.
Oh, good.
Goody.
It's been a while.
Good news for me.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Arrived at my house.
Oh.
Always like getting fan mail at my house. I want to spotlight a Dynamite listener.
Via mail or hand delivered?
It's not the crap that I normally would bring in,
right.
Like with somebody who just found my address and sent me a letter, which happens to all of us.
Right.
This is just, it's a little weird. Mm-hmm. It's a little creepy.
I'm glad when you read those before you turn them over to CSI. I think that's
then,
very nice.
Also, you should just be worried about this, that... As we've mentioned, we are moving to new studios, finally, after 15 years with Infinity, unless they pull the rug out from under us on Monday when we go to New York.
Yeah, unless we get the big hammer.
No, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. At least no.
You really can't help yourself, can you?
No.
Catherine, Elizabeth, if you're listening, your dad just embarrassed us. Your dad just pulled quite the boner.
Bad man,
Daddy. Daddy was bad.
Bad, evil man. And
so, the plan is that our last broadcast from this rat-infested asshole, which is like a sick baby's diaper. Really, it's what it smells like.
It does.
Our last show from this studio will be 2 weeks from today. The great thing about our studios moving is that we will not have to deal with the douchebags here at the station.
Ah.
Speaking specifically of Michael Hughes, the general manager, Greg Gillespie, the program director.
Yeah, we'll be free of interaction with the suits.
Sure. Now listen to this. This is just something that came down the grapevine to me,
okay,
from the junkies who do the morning show,
right,
pass it along, because they're here in the morning and they actually have to make physical contact with Gillespie. They got to walk past them when their show's done,
right,
at 10. Anyway, I guess some small talk was being made with somebody about our new studios, and they're getting some studios made.
Yes.
And Gillespie mentioned that he wanted to come over to the new site, which is a mistake, and we'll have to get him on the air and talk him off the ledge on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because listen what a helper he is.
What's he want to do?
Well,
Jesus.
Now, keep in mind, the studios that we're moving to are, you know, miles away from here.
Isolated.
And the reason that we're moving away from here is because of guys like Gillespie. You know, if we're going to do a good radio show, we can't have some dickwad with a calculator walking around, you know, going... Your average audience turnover is 7.5 per you know, I mean, whatever he's doing.
Whatever. Yeah, we want a safe house like Zarqawi.
Well, I mean, it really wasn't
not safe.
Quite here, like that.
Here's his plan. He wants to come over and see the studio. Now, that, you know, on paper, that's okay. Guy's interested. Let him see what the new studios are like. But even
if it's the same, if he has to.
Okay.
Right.
Don.
Okay.
There's really no. Do you see any real.
No,
need?
I don't.
Right.
But hold on. You know why he wants to go over there?
Why?
He's got a brilliant idea.
Wow.
He thinks it would be a good idea inside the studio to build bleachers so that every day you and I can have a studio full of listeners for a studio audience, and we can have a cookout every day and give out hot dogs and sodas and have an open door policy with our built-in bleachers in our brand new studio.
This is the show that doesn't even like people walking by the window outside.
Employees, Jack.
And we're going to bring bleachers in. All right, I got an idea.
I got an idea what we can do.
He is an idiot. He is an idiot. All right. A total idiot.
Here's what we do. We say, yeah, that's fine. Let's have a meeting about it. I'm sorry. This has to be done. You're familiar in the scene, Goodfellas. Joe Pesci gets made.
Yeah.
You know, when Joe Pesci gets made, gets all dressed up, walks into the empty room with the plastic on the floor.
Boom.
There we go.
Boom.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll have a meeting about it. Yeah, we're gonna be a made guy, Gillespie.
Well, we'll call him up in a second. Listen, we don't need his help. He's really one of the real reasons we're moving out of this building. And really, the show will be better. The less amount of influence that he has. And right now, understand. Thank God he's learned his lesson as far as content goes.
I thought he was pushing himself further and further away, farther away to to the point where we could actually be semi-courteous to him.
Yeah, but no, he wants to glom on.
Oh, he still wants a piece of us.
You know, and I'm sure he's still doing that stupid idea with the junkies that he's pounding down their throat that I've heard about as well.
What's that?
Hey, you know, it'd be good for you guys. Make breakfast for your listeners some morning.
Oh, God.
Invite them all down to the...
Now, none of the junkies told me this. Okay, so don't get mad at them, Gillespie. I heard this through a third party. That this is the kind of crap that you're forcing down our throats.
Oh, man.
That your great ideas are, one, to have the junkies have to go down to the garage and cook sausages and pancakes for their listeners.
That's natural. And that's something they'd really want to do.
And the other good idea is for us to have permanent bleachers, like on Bozo's Circus on WGN Channel 9.
There's a waiting list.
So we can have people in the studio every day.
This is very dangerous.
If we want to have people in the studio, we'll have people in the studio. We don't need bleachers. If the junkies want to do a promotion with their listeners involving food, they'll do it. With guys like us, and I put the junkies in us, and anybody that's got a set of nuts on them behind a microphone doesn't want is some goddamn pencil-pushing douchebag coming up with some half-assed idea from 30 years ago. Like,
hey, back when I worked at 92QX, back in the 70s, killer promotion, morning show. I got them all big chef hats.
The logo on them.
They made omelets for the listeners. And for Don and Mike, I got to get to those new studios because they need bleachers.
Bleachers for the fans.
Built-in bleach.
God.
I almost...
Okay.
Wow. Friday.
Forget about it.
Friday's a great day.
It's a great day.
There's the message. Maybe he's listening. Probably not.
Well, I sure hope we get a chance to chat with him.
Gosh. But first, I have to talk about my girlfriend.
Yes,
and then this wonderful, this piece of fan mail that I received.
Yes. I can't wait to hear the fan mail.
Stick with that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened.
Right.
But it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now let's hear a word from Shaq.
I'm not Nostradamus, and I don't predict the future. So hopefully we can win. Got to be humble when you get to the point where you're at. So once you start being crazy, bad things happen to you. I'm a humble big man. Can you tell?
I'm a humble big man.
Is my man, yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, besides... Maybe, in my opinion, since Jordan left, man, the most exciting basketball in the last 10 years. Besides the fact that you've got Miami and Dallas, and right here, Tavares. You've also got the chance for Shaq to speak all the time.
I'm working on my master's in criminal justice. When I'm done playing, I either want to be chief of police or sheriff somewhere.
Chief of police? Chief of police Shaq.
Chief Shaq, he wants to be in charge. And they got their asses handed.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second, Mike.
It's good, because it's based on books.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Got their ass kicked last night.
Now, I don't know anything about basketball. Is that the way it's supposed to go?
Mm.
Is Dallas that much better a team?
Mm. Maybe.
I know you're rooting for Miami because
maybe
of Shaq.
Maybe right. They are. Hey, and where's Mark Cuban? Why don't you call Beth Ann and ask her, please?
She won't return our calls.
He's got to be going out of his mind. He's got to be having the time of his life.
Last night he looked like Herman Munster wearing a T-shirt on the sideline. And they had a shot.
So nothing's changed then.
And they had a shot of him with, I guess, the old oil codger who used to own the Dallas Mavericks when they first became a team.
Right.
And they bring out this old decrepit guy who could not be more like six gun, old West, Dallas, don't mess with Texas. Guy with that big straw cowboy hat on. He's got boots that have the clinky things on them.
Does he have the sport coat with the thing on it?
No, he does not, but he has the cowboy type shirt.
Got a Western shirt on?
And I noticed the buttons on the shirt are big, gigantic silver stars.
There you go.
That's
and
nice.
Meanwhile, Mark Cuban is wearing like a dance skin.
He's wearing his yoga outfit.
And like an I'm with Stupid shirt or whatever.
Right.
It was great. Very exciting. I like hearing Shaq talk. Unfortunately, I did not get to watch a lot of the game last night.
No.
At least the beginning.
Hmm.
And this is just about the gal pal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me preface this by saying, she's great. I hesitate to talk about her a lot
right.
because of my life with Frida, because, you know, I'm going through a transition period here. But I'm very lucky that I found somebody, you know, within a year of freeing having Frida pass away, finding somebody who really is a good companion for me, I can spend time with, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And she's great to me, and I think I'm equally great to her. So she's very nice. We get along very well. Last night, this week for me was, you know, it was the anniversary of Frida's birthday, and there was other emotional stuff that went on and involved with that this weekend.
Right.
And the normal night that I get together with my chick to have dinner is Wednesday, so we postponed it to last night because Wednesday night was Frida's birthday night.
Right.
And, you know, she's incredibly cool, and that she understands that. I mean, I don't know if I could walk into a relationship and, I mean, I've only been dating her about 6 months, but I don't know if I could walk into something even after 6 months and still, you know, you talk about how you're hung up. I'm still, in my own way, hung up about Frida, and God knows she's got to be sick of hearing every time we drive somewhere or where somebody says, you know, Frida did this or Frida did this, or
right.
when I give her a compliment, I say, oh, you remind me of Frida.
Mm-hmm.
Frida used to do that, but she's very cool with it. She's very
right.
cool with it.
Right.
She's a sweet woman, and I think I treat her real good, and she treats me real good.
Mm-hmm.
So last night I get home, and it's just been a bitch of a week. You know what it's been like, and I just want to just chill out. I'm glad she's coming over, and she's going to make me dinner, and she's even gone to the trouble of going to whatever this place is in Towson, Maryland. She had to be in Baltimore on business. Whatever this place is the world's best crab cakes. I love these freaking crab cakes.
Oh, cool. All right.
So she picks them up, and she's going to make dinner. That's great. She is genuinely excited to see me when she comes over to the house. I've already been home for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to sit next to me.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to ask me how my day went.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to, you know, like, rub my back or, as I get, you know, she, again, couldn't be nice. Can
yeah.
I get you a drink?
Is showering any, you with affection.
Is there anything I can do? And finally, we were sitting in the cave, and she said, why don't you put on that Tony Kornheiser show you like? I said, oh, PTI. I watch that show every day. I TiVo it. She said, really, I'll watch it with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at that point, I'm thinking, oh. In my mind, I'm thinking, I just need like 15 minutes just to not talk to anybody.
Quiet.
I appreciate the fact that she's there. She's great for being there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel comfortable enough, although she certainly knows enough about me in the last 6 months to know how I am in relation to this job, and she's been over on a school night, and she knows that I'm nutty on the day that the ratings come out, et cetera.
Right, right.
But last night it was just, you know, I would have come home if Frida was alive, which seems weird to me to say anyway.
Yeah, right.
But the way it used to be would be I would come home and go, hey, she'd say, how you doing? I'd say, hey, talk to me in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, my code for, I'm going to go get a big glass, I'm going to barricade myself in the room, watch PTI, then I'm ready to get to the real world.
Yeah, so
right.
you could lay it on the line exactly where you were at so you could have your, you know, time, your downtime.
Decompression. But because, you know, we're still, you know, new and all this stuff. She's,
yeah, you got to get that courtesy thing.
She's nice and she made me a drink and then she came and she sat down and I really said to her, she was sitting next to me and I said, do you have to just sit so close to me? If it stop touching me just for 5 seconds. And she wasn't petting or anything. It was nothing like that. She
right.
was being sweet. She's just right. like, how you doing? Do you have a good day? And for everything that she would do that seemed to be just a nice gentle, emotional, a little like scratch in the back. I was like, oh, stop. And finally I said, will you just stop touching me? And now at this point, she's still, and I never broke her spirit. She still is happy, still seems to like me and everything
right.
else. She said, okay, I understand. I'll go in the other room. You chill out. And I'm like, okay, great. So she leaves the room.
So, I mean, that wasn't met with any real negativity.
That's no, great. She came back 5 minutes later.
She understood.
She came back 5 minutes later. She got a drink. She's got her own drink. She sits back down. She says, put the show on. Put the show on. And I'm wanting to say so badly to her, didn't I just ask you, please, just give me 5 goddamn minutes alone? Of course I didn't say this to her. But I'm thinking it. And what I said was, I said, you know what? I am hungry. I don't want you to be my slave, but I am hungry. Would you mind fixing those crab cakes now? The whole time thinking, okay, she can't be in the same room with me if she's going to go make the crab cakes, right?
You really wanted to be in your fortress of solitude.
Right, so she says, I would be glad to. And she leaves. Now, in the next 10 minutes, I'm sitting there. I do want to talk about guilt. Now, I'm torn because on one hand, I want to just go say to her, listen, I'm really not a dick, but, you know, tonight's just a night. I need to chill out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just give me a little space. I didn't mean to bark at you and say, you know, don't touch me. So I'm getting my courage up to go in the other room and because, you know, one thing that I'm determined is that all the pussy mistakes that I made with Frida, and I'm not talking about bedroom mistakes.
Right.
God knows I made 100 of those, if you want to take that literally.
Like that, so it's a different kind of mistake.
Right. Because I'm not a good, talented lover.
Right.
But what I mean is where I would not say something to Frida, you know, just because I didn't have the balls to say it, or just for whatever reason.
Right.
I mean, so I think, you know, I'm going to do is go tell her this, and she's not going to hurt her feelings. So I go into the kitchen, and she's standing there, and she says, oh, I thought you were going to watch your show. I said, yeah, I want to talk to you for a second. She said, I'm glad you came out. I got something for you. And it's like, oh.
So you're getting a preemptive. I mean, she's not doing this.
No,
this is not by design. She really does have something.
She's not
for
making this
she's
easy
in the
for
kitchen.
You,
yeah. She's in the kitchen, and she's got her bag and her work stuff that she brought. She came right from work, and she pulls out a Nordstrom box.
Yeah. Ooh.
And she says, this is for you. Now, keep in mind, I was just going to say to her, you know, I'm sorry if I was short about, you know, saying don't touch me. But now I'm saying I can't. Look how sweet she is. She bought me a gift. And I said, really, why are you doing this? Don't buy me gifts. I said, I appreciate the fact that you make a good living. I appreciate the fact you want to do stuff. But really, it's like it's embarrassing to me. I said, you shouldn't buy me a gift just for no reason. And then she said, you asked me to. And this is where it got a little queer.
Now, because, how did that work?
Okay, because I said, you know, excuse me? I said, I asked you? She said, yes, you told me. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version on this. In the 6 months or so that I've known her, I've become so familiar with this gal that if she, it's another reason she's great. If she's going to go to Costco to buy stuff for her own house, because she's her own person, has her own business, you know, it does all that stuff.
Right.
She'll call me up and say, do you need stuff from Costco? Now, who's going to say no if she's going to say, I'm going to pick you up the 24 roll of toilet paper,
yeah,
get you the 24th thing of Bounty bathroom tissues.
Especially Costco. I mean, somebody says that at Costco, I mean, like, you can load up on supplies.
She calls me up and she says, you got that stuff that you take, that Prilosec? It's like some acid reflux over-the-counter thing. You know, she said, they got them here in the package with like 67 of them in a box.
67,000.
Shrink wrap. I said, yes, get it. So the way it's worked the last couple of months at least is that she, because she's got her own finances and everything, she's got a little paycheck to paycheck, which is nice, you know, nice that she's independent.
Right.
I respect that about it and appreciate that. What she does is I say, how much money do I owe you? And she would be like, oh, I don't know, I didn't get the receipt. I think, you know, Costco was about $120, and I picked up the dogs for you that day at the vet, and I had to put it on my credit card. That was like $200. And right. So anyway, I think, you know, just give me a figure. Just make a guesstimate. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. $400.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, you know what? I'll write you a check for $500. She said, well, because it might really be between $400 and $500. I said, you know what? Figure it out.
Yeah.
And here's what I said.
I know what you said.
I said it twice. I said, here's $500 because I owed her $400 and something.
Right.
I said, put the rest on a gift certificate. Don't worry about it.
Oh, see, I didn't think it.
Oh, figure
something. I thought you might have actually been even more specific. Say, hey, no. just... buy me a gift or something.
No.
You know, but you said, so you used it like your figure of speech when you said put the rest on a gift certificate.
A game show reference.
Yes, I said put it on
and
a gift
and you were talking about her buying something for her.
Yeah, or really what
or just
I,
don't just, worry about
what
the
I meant was roll it over to next month.
Put it on account. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, hold on a second. She said, you told me to put it on the gift certificate. I said, have you ever seen Wheel of Fortune? She said, yes. I said, no, you haven't. She said, yes, I have. I said, when someone has an odd amount of money left over, for approximately 100 years that that show's been on the air, Pat Sajak says, what would you like to do with the extra $38? And he right. always says, we'll put it on a gift certificate.
Right. Did she get you a gift certificate?
No.
Okay.
No, she didn't.
Right.
But she did buy me a nice shirt, which actually I paid for myself.
Of course.
Because
it was the difference.
With the leftover money.
Right.
Okay.
And, but what I said to her was, and the reason that, and it didn't get hairy, it wasn't a fight.
Yeah.
It's just, she got, I don't want to say belligerent, but she got her dander up when she said, okay, I understand that you think I'm silly for this. But she said, but really, I've never heard of this, put it on a gift certificate.
Oh.
And then I started saying, hold on a second. Don't you watch Wheel of Fortune?
Right.
And she said, yeah.
It's kind of a figure of speech.
Yeah. And then I said, do you think I meant literally? I said, so if I said, for instance, kiss my ass, you'll kiss my ass? Literally, you'll kiss my ass? She said, well, no, of course not. And I said, well, no, put it on a gift certificate. Didn't mean put it on a gift certificate. And then just to make things worse, because it's the way that I am, you know, I'm weird with my body type. I think I mentioned, yeah, I'm under 200 pounds, which is great for me. I was close to 300 at one point. So with a shirt, depending on the cut of the shirt, Jack, in my closet, I got mediums. I live in large now. I'm living large, baby. I live in large, whereas I used to live in XL or double XL.
Right.
She has been around and has heard me exercise and stuff, and God bless her. She bought me a shirt that as soon as I opened the box, I knew too small.
Okay.
Simply too small. It was a large, and the cut on it was simply too tight.
Yeah,
I mean,
it varies.
I could wear it by...
One of them, my Italian shirts.
Yeah, I could wear it by look fat. So she said, put it on. I put it on. She said, oh... Boy, that looks good on you. I said, it does, except, look, I said, look, I'm too fat for it. I said, if I sit down, like, you can see the little thing poking through. Which is,
yeah, the thing kind of goes out.
She said, well, I thought you wore a large. I said, well, I do, depending on the shirt. Normally, I'll have to go to the store. My size, and, you know, and meanwhile, what I'm thinking is, oh, my God. All I wanted was not to talk to her for like 5 minutes. And now what we've done is now we're having a 30-minute discussion.
About a gift exchange.
About putting on a gift certificate.
Oh,
and, you know, and the shirt doesn't fit. And she said,
are you getting progressively more agitated? Or is she getting progressively more agitated as this is going on?
See, it's hard to tell because I'm really not getting agitated.
Right.
It's like I put the shirt on and it didn't fit. And I said, okay. And she said, I will bring it back.
It was satin, wasn't it?
Of course it wasn't. Yeah. She said, I'll bring it back tomorrow. And I said, no. She was like, I said, no. I said, first you shouldn't buy it because you think I've ordered you to buy it on a gift certificate. Then when it doesn't fit, don't go like back to the store first thing tomorrow. I said, you're not I Dream of Jeannie. You know, really.
She's trying to please.
Yes.
I know. And... she's great, and she scored the whole Poconos thing for us. It's her job that got us these NASCAR tickets, these passes to go to the NASCAR race this weekend. It's going to be a good time.
Does she want you to wear the shirt to the NASCAR race?
Oh, the one that
was it a business shirt or a...
No, it was just a sports shirt.
Sports shirt.
Just a sports shirt. It was very nice, but just a...
Tank top, right?
Absolutely. No, it was one of those that had a fake woman's body painted on it. So it looked like I'm wearing a bikini.
A bikini shirt, a T-shirt.
So, you know, that was just last night.
Well, how did that end? Did everything end okay?
Yeah, well, here's how it ended. This is why I'm such an exciting, dynamic person. I can see why she would want to spend time with me endlessly, that we worked through all that, and she made dinner, which was outstanding, and when she brought the dishes out to the kitchen, we were watching CSI, she came back, because I'm a young, dynamic, life-loving man.
Right.
It was 9:47 when she said... wake up. Wake up.
You nodded out.
Wake up. Are you sleeping? And you know that thing where you're not sleeping, but you go, I mean, you are, right. But you pretend, you go,
You're
no.
Ecstatic.
Not done at all.
Right. I'm awake.
She I'm said, fine.
She said, well, you probably don't want this drink. I made you another drink. I said, oh, no, I'm fine. Give me the drink. Even then she realized she said, no, you know what?
Yeah, mistake.
You need to go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, I said, put the drink on the gift certificate. That's funny.
Well, that means next time she comes over, she'll bring a bottle.
That's funny.
Wow.
Anyway, that's, you know,
but everything's cool then.
Oh, yes. Everything is beyond cool. And, you know, yeah, I lowball talking about her because I know there are something about you know, me being tacky about Frida and everything. But I'm not being tacky. I'm just moving on with my life. And
right.
These are the things that happen. These mm-hmm. are the growing pains.
It's all real life.
You know. And God
knows, with everything you say about this woman, she sure sounds like a nice lady.
Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. She's wonderful. She's just really, really nice. And for some reason, she likes me a lot. So,
obviously.
You know, go figure. I keep telling her. I really do. I keep trying to lower expectations. I say, you know, I don't know why you're so excited to see me. I'm a miserable son of a bitch.
You know, all I'm thinking is that maybe she's being so nice that at some point one evening, you know, she'll lull you into a false sense of security and be cooking dinner for you and you'll enjoy a wonderful meal. And then suddenly, you know, the room will start spinning more than it really should. And then you'll just look up at her and she'll be looking down at you and going,
back up the truck.
Put this on a gift certificate.
Fat ass. Choke on this large shirt.
Okay. So that's last night with her. And we're going to have a good weekend.
Good.
And we are going to bring a tape recorder. I'll be with the thing with the big CBS News at to make people actually think that I'm with CBS News.
Good.
Recording what they had to say at the NASCAR race at the Poconos this weekend.
How you feel about the race today?
Yep.
I like to fall out.
And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to have to wear some queer-looking shirt with her company's business logo on it because they sponsor a car.
Ah.
Without being very specific about her business, that's how we can score all of this stuff.
Oh, I saw the memo. It's a jumpsuit. You have to wear actually a jumpsuit.
Get pictures.
Rob?
Yes?
You don't know how close you are.
Really?
Rob, yes, tied. Tied. Maybe in the Procter & Gamble family of products.
Fantastic.
That's all I want to say.
Good luck to the Viagra car.
So,
way to go.
Now, here's just a little bit about etiquette and about fan mail.
Okay. This is good.
No, this is really not good.
But it's a necessary lesson.
Yes,
right?
It is. Mm-hmm. I promise you that I'm not going to get into my usual rant about, you know, my privacy's been violated. Because I'm just not going to. I'm used to getting weird stuff at my house. It comes with the territory. It doesn't happen all the time. Doesn't happen as much as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
Today, right before I was leaving the house to come to work, as I often do, I stop and check the mail. Mm-hmm. And I notice that there's an envelope that has a return address and, you know, a name. And it's written in really creepy handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Don Geronimo / Michael Source.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
And it has my home address on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So there's the envelope.
Very good. There it is.
And then inside the envelope, Mike, maybe before I read it, you can just describe the looks of this letter.
All right. There's handwriting at the top. Then there's typewritten text in the middle. Then there appears to be a driver's license that has been photocopied,
uh-huh.
along with the photograph of a very young female child down at the bottom.
In
it
color.
Is a disturbing look, even from a distance.
So here is what is handwritten. Dear Don, and the letter really is like more on handwriting. I'm not kidding you about this. We should put this on the web, just block out his personal information. Sure. Dear Don, I have been a listener for about 17 years. Love the sense. S-E-N-C-E. Love the sense of humor and the small insights into your, quote, real life, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted an autograph to put in our album. Would it be possible to sign the cards with both your real parentheses / radio parentheses names? Thank you. Take care.
Mm.
And then it has the guy's name.
Mm.
And then what is that he wrote in freestyle,
right,
you know, freestyle.
By hand, yeah.
And then what's obviously just like a form letter, which is word perfect. It says, hi, my name is Schmuck. I have a beautiful daughter named Hopeless. She's 5. She's shown great interest in my new hobby of collecting autographs. I've been collecting for a year now and find it, this is obviously a form letter.
Yeah.
Find it both fascinating and exciting. She herself has a small autograph book she carries with her. She's met a variety of people, such as Jim Palmer from the Orioles, Kevin Bacon, radio personalities, and football stars for the Baltimore Ravens.
Hmm.
The reason I'm writing to you, if you'd be so kind, is to ask for an autograph for my daughter and I, blah, blah, blah. And then, to make it creepier, I'm enclosing a couple of index cards to sign. And, Mike, maybe you can read to people and tell them what he's done with his computer. He's made some fonts on these cards.
All right, this autograph is for the aforementioned child. Then there's a... Are you supposed to fill this out?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a questionnaire?
It's a questionnaire, but with only two questions.
Huh?
Number one, my favorite thing as a kid was, with a little bit of space to write in there.
All right.
And number two, my advice for you for your future.
Wow. Now, the child is five.
So I guess
five.
He's looking to collect this for the child.
Right. The child is five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the picture of the child. Now, here's my only complaint with this chap. When you got the autographs for Jim Palmer from the Orioles or anybody from the Baltimore Ravens or Kevin Bacon, did you find their home address or did you go to their place of business? Did you send the letter, for instance, to Jim Palmer? Did you send it to the Orioles or to Comcast?
Or did you happen to be out at a game or something and get it the normal way?
Did you do what you did with me, which is to send it to my house? You freaking creep.
That is super creepy.
It is simply poor etiquette. I mean, I'm not going to do this, but it makes me want to call the cops and say, I've got another one to put on the list.
It's a little odd.
Right.
It's
now,
a little weird that he's kind of doing this. And
using his daughter to further his hobby.
We have tried to find a listing because there is obviously a return address. As you can see, he sent a self-addressed stamped envelope
right.
as well to him and his daughter.
Did he say he wanted you to sign it with your radio name and your real name?
Yeah.
That's creepy too.
And also because he writes in the very front that he likes the insights into my, quote, real life. Well, obviously, you like the insights in my real life so much
that he wanted to stalk you.
You freaking creep that you found out where I live.
Dude.
I mean, if you want an address...
Autograph.
An address.
Right.
The address is the place of employment.
Right. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, right
now,
here.
WJK. I'm going to give this guy an hour to call the show, okay? His first name is Dana. So, Dana... from the state of Maryland. Give you 1 hour to call and tell me what's going on. Otherwise, here's the only thing I can do. All I can do is, and hope your daughter doesn't see this, I will sign the card, and I will sign, my favorite thing as a kid was, and I'll put, the fact that my parents didn't force me to get autographs from strangers, and number two, my advice for your future, get the F away from that creepy father of yours.
Fine. Yes,
fine. Now, I don't think a five-year-old wants to get that in the mail.
No.
Five-year-old doesn't, I think, understand the concept of that yet.
Oh, hold on.
May already be traumatized.
Hold on. We got him.
Oh,
we got
wonderful.
Him.
He did not waste any time.
No way.
We got him.
Explain this.
We got him. Okay, let's make sure. Creepy Dana.
Yeah, that's me.
Wow.
Dana, have you been listening to us?
Yes, I have. I see all the time.
You understand perhaps how this correspondence might have been construed as creepy?
Why would you not have, first off, sent this creepy letter to my place of employment?
Why'd you track him down at home?
Well, because you said that Rob A. signs your autographs for you, and I kind of wanted just your actual life. That's all.
So, again, why my home address?
Well,
really?
When Frida had died, you had said something about all the people on the internet. Of course, I was looking at all the stories, and your address popped up. So I wrote it down, and I just
yes, of course it did. Of course it did. I understand that it gets out there, but really, a year later, do you understand? If you're in my position, I get something from somebody I don't know who's a listener of the show to my home address. Your handwriting is super creepy.
It's sloppy, yes it is.
You know, you can't spell worth a bag of beans.
I've got a really good question for you. How did you get Jim Palmer's autograph?
We actually went to a Bay Sox game.
So none of these other people you looked up on the internet and found their home addresses?
No, not at all. I mean, I just used an address that I thought it would be...
I'm the only guy that was lucky enough to get a letter at home.
Well, as far as I know, I mean, your address...
kind of a violation...
of my privacy.
I'm curious, did the other people that you got autographs, did they have the form that you put in there, or is that a brand new thing?
Actually, yeah, that was a totally new thing.
You got the home contact, and you got the index card.
Why do I attract these guys? Why do I? You know, what you got to worry about now is the fact that I have your home address, too. And I mean that seriously.
Well, right. That's why I gave that to you. That's why I put it on there, because I didn't want you to have any kind of problems about it, even though you do anyway. But
yeah, and hold on, wouldn't you? And I'm not screaming here and going, oh my god!
You're just trying to ask him to understand.
I'm just saying, really, dude.
Yes,
dude.
I do.
There's a difference. There's a difference between radio and real life. Right. When I go home and there's something creepy in the mailbox from a guy like you. You know, I'm one step away, really, from calling the cops and saying I got another name to put on your list.
Well, I didn't
so
think
please don't
that
do that. Please don't. You don't think it's creepy?
Well, I mean, I understand receiving something in the mail from someone you don't know is probably a little creepy. But
No, not a little creepy.
Well,
a lot creepy.
Well, it's not just that. It's the whole letter and the whole thing.
Everything.
Well, kid's picture and all that.
And why does your five-year-old need my autograph?
It was the intention. Well, because she actually gets excited when she meets somebody, and she has a little book that she gets.
Hold on, but you're 5 year old. You're 5 year five.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If Mike and I did a show like The Wiggles, I would get it.
Right.
This
right.
is a show. I mean, what else do you use your daughter to do for you?
No, I think she's a great daughter, and I love her. And I.
What else do you use your daughter to get for you?
Because you know you're using her for your hobby. Your creepy hobby.
There's no way that your daughter really. Hold on a second. There's no
she
way
does
your daughter
listen to your show every once in a while if she's in the car with me, and then I'll turn it off.
And a five-year-old really wants more than
remember,
anything.
I don't remember
my autograph.
When my kids were five, that they were even aware of somebody being famous. You know what I mean? I mean, they might like a particular character they see on TV.
Let me ask you.
So I guess that would be awareness of it, but it's not the whole autograph.
Let me ask you something, Dana, just so you get where I'm coming from. I'm sure you'd be okay if on our website I printed your address today in the recap of the show and a bunch of our listeners sent you requests for your autograph. I'm sure you wouldn't be bothered by that, right?
No, of course I would.
Oh, of course. So you would not want me to put your address on the internet so that people would send you mail?
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. And
see, I think what we have to do is we have to separate what you did from, say, an average person that would want a request for an autograph, a picture, whatever.
Call the station.
You do kind of go through those channels. It's kind of weird when you go through the home address.
So you don't want me to put your address on our website? Because it's the internet.
Yes, I know. I know.
You know, I think back to Al Lewis when we were at a Blockbuster Video one time signing stuff, and he said, no salutations. That little index card, that's a hell of a lot more than a salutation.
So why would it be that you wouldn't want to get unsolicited mail from people you don't know because your address was on the internet, but it's okay for you to do it with me?
Well, I guess it wasn't okay for me to do it.
No, please. I'm not busting your balls. Give me an answer. And nobody prompt and give this guy the answer. Buzz, I know you're dying to say something here. Just...
Well, maybe because you're more in the public eye, and I've listened to you for quite a while, and you're somebody that I respect. And if I had the chance to get an autograph from you, that would be great.
See, everything that you say, although it sounds nice,
wanting an autograph from you is not the issue here. It's the way the way you go about it, and you're not busting the guy's balls. It's just there is something you were unaware of is the fact that getting that correspondence at home is very, very... Man, I don't know.
And you wouldn't like it, yet you did it to me. And you did it to me not for your daughter. Let's keep her out of this. She doesn't know me and Mike from a hole in the wall. Really? Really?
She knows the voices. That's about
it. Who's the one that wants the autograph? You
know how I can... Let me see if I can turn this over into a different situation that maybe you could relate to. I got a letter from a guy. I sold a car, and I got the guy was able to get my address through, however, I have no idea how he got it. But the fact is, he got it. And, when you sell a car, you sell a house or whatever. More importantly, when you sell a car.
Oh, the guy bought Mike's used car.
I traded the car in. Right. I got rid of the car. And he somehow got my address and called and asked me for a bunch of information about the car and maybe some material that he didn't get with it. And even though it was perfectly legit that he maybe wanted some stuff that didn't come, the fact that he reached me that way, there's something, and here's the word that maybe you can understand, sneaky. There's something a little sneaky about it. You know, the fact is, you were well... Tell me if you were aware of the fact that Dom wasn't real thrilled with his address being put on the web that one time.
Yes, you were not thrilled.
You were aware of that. So then...
But that didn't stop you, did it?
But does that make it... Now do you understand it a little bit more?
Yes, I understand completely.
It's really what it is, can I be honest with you? It's fear. It's a fear thing. It's scary. It's scary because you don't know, is this guy sitting at the end of the, you know, the driveway, you know, just staring and going, hee, hee, hee. And it's, you know, I mean, it's weird, and weirder stuff has happened.
But again, just let me just make sure.
A very low part of it, but it does count.
Let me make sure. You would not want me to put this on our website in the recap today.
No, not really.
Why is that?
Well,
because it would be creepy.
It would bother you that strangers knew where you lived and maybe would send you mail do you get it, ass?
Yes, I went about it the wrong way. I apologize. I'll have to change
Really, you know, seriously.
No autograph for you. Really, no autograph
but,
for
but
you.
But really, you know, when you're talking about, say, let's say a guy like a famous baseball player, like Jim Palmer. You didn't have Jim Palmer, like, write an essay to your child. You asked Jim Palmer for his autograph, and he signed it, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And you know, I mean...
Line of people.
There's
yeah.
certain celebrities that don't sign autographs at all. I mean, and I don't approve of that at all. I think that
right.
what you're doing is you're verifying somebody's existence, and that's what it's all about.
All right, well.
I've asked for autographs, too. But to have that card, what were the two things on that index card?
This autograph is for, and it's got a
for my daughter, yeah.
His daughter's name. Uh-huh. Number one, my favorite thing as a kid was...
Right. I think it would be...
Number two, hold on.
It's not asking for an autograph, that's assigning somebody homework.
Number two, my advice for your future, and then it's a signed / dated,
yeah.
and
right.
you want my real name and my DJ name.
Also creepy.
That is weird.
Do you ask other celebrities for their real signatures?
Their real names.
Why
would your 5-year-old?
Incidentally, Jim Palmer's real name is Myron Handelman.
I knew it. Why would your 5-year-old want an autograph with both of my names? Your 5-year-old can't even handle the concept at this point of a radio show, much less somebody with a fake name.
Right.
You're right. What I was trying to do is kind of build up a collection for her, and then maybe pass it on to her when she gets old enough, when she gets interested.
Well,
I'm going to send this back, and don't give it to her, because I'm right. Your dad's an F-wad. And then I think that she should go have a blood test to make sure that you're really her father.
Yeah, she's definitely my kid. So.
And, you know, gosh, I know I run a risk here. Where's mom?
Yeah, good question.
I'm married to mom. Uh-huh. She doesn't get the idea. She doesn't approve of it.
Mom's good. All right.
God bless her.
So one parent's showing some good judgment.
Well, then why when you had these stickers made with your return address, does it just say you and your daughter?
Because
why doesn't it say...
Because my wife probably wouldn't really care one way or the other.
Would it be more like your wife doesn't even want to be associated with it? Tell the truth.
She's interested in who sends it back, but she really doesn't care one way or the other.
So you went out and you had return address labels made just with you and your daughter's name.
Just on the computer, that's all.
It just gets weirder and weirder.
And there it is, the computer.
Just on the computer.
That's all. No.
Okay, well, listen, I tell you what. Being as I know where you live, I hope you won't mind if I send you some mail. It'll just be me sending you mail. You'll probably like that. Because it's
certified one.
It's from a celebrity, yes. And you know what I'll send you?
It's from a famous judge.
I'm going to send you some of the best pornography that I can possibly find. And maybe I'll address it just to the wife of Dana, whatever your last name is.
Right.
And wouldn't that be nice?
Sure,
and maybe some night when you're having dinner, I'll just knock at the door and I'll be standing there with my baseball bat in my hand to say, hey, where's Dana?
Have you found this segment to be educational?
Yes, very much.
Enlightening?
I will definitely change my ways. I apologize if I creeped you out. Or
No, stop it. No. God damn it, I hate it when people do this. I apologize if I... No. It's not if you did, because you did, and it really doesn't matter. That's patronizing when you say, I apologize if I did. What you're indicating is what you did was okay, and my perception is wrong.
No, I apologize if I did something that I didn't realize was...
No,
you're still not getting it. It's not funny.
Listen, ass,
I swear to God, one more time, and I don't care. I'm going to take out my own webpage and just put your address on the webpage.
All right, I'll stop.
Okay, do you dig? Please, 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 please. Just stop it. It's creepy. Please, I didn't bring this up to yell at you.
This is the very bottom rung of something. And let me make this indelibly clear. And the reason we get all wigged out about it, somebody, you know, because people that are listening could think, oh, what are you making a big deal about this? Because really, and not in our area of what we do, but, you know, this is the very bottom rung that if you take it all the way to the extreme, you know where this ends up? This ends up where, you know, those things you read about on Dateline, or you see on Dateline, where the celebrity, you know, gets shot coming out of their apartment building.
And
it's weird, and it's scary, and it really is. And you got to know that.
And really, no BS, because it has happened to me more than one time. I am going to have to do something. I mean, put you on double secret probation.
You get something. We get stuff through here, through the business office, where that happens, where the legitimate, it's a totally different story. And as a matter of fact, if you got that through the regular course, it would be, you know what, that card that you sent would be kind of funny. It's not funny because you go to the trouble of finding the, you know, the address.
Turn it way down.
Okay. All right. I understand.
Okay.
Right. And?
I understand.
And I apologize.
Bingo.
Okay. There you go. All right. Good luck with that daughter.
Okay.
Not long till she's on her back.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment.
Not long till she's got that mouth that looks like a blow-up doll.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Five?
Well, he's upset.
Of course.
Only, yes. only 13
years. I'm not upset. I totally understand.
13 years till she's street legal, and someday when she's out, she's a heroin junkie, she'll be able to say, I need a fix. I don't have any money. Wait, hold on. My retarded dad has. Look, it's an autograph of Don Geronimo / Mike Source. Please, shoot me up between my toes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, and then a guy like you.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to hang up
on me. A guy like you.
I'll hang up. I thought you hung up on me. All right. No.
This is why guys like you creep out guys like me. Now that I'm taking it to the point that your daughter is grown up, she's a heroin addict, she's shooting between her teeth,
still
she's into prostitution, you're still on the telephone.
Well, because I expect that from
hang
you.
Hang up now. You're not okay.
Hang
Hi.
Up
now.
Hi.
Jeez.
Instead of getting less creepy, more creepy.
More creepy.
Yeah.
And it was, you know what it was?
I love our listeners.
Well, they're fine. This
I
guy.
I love them. I love them, Mike. They're the greatest bunch on this planet.
It was a creepy cocktail. There was a lot going on there.
Yeah. Our groovy listeners.
Yeah.
Here endeth the lesson.
Okay.
I thought that was a wonderfully educational segment
for everyone.
For God's sakes. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Oh, wow, we got a break. Hello.
Hey, man, Mike, I don't think you're famous enough to be shot coming outside of your apartment.
You're right about
there
that.
You go. Thank
Maybe
you.
Shot with a BB gun or something like that.
In the eye.
Paintball.
In the eye.
Water balloon.
Water balloon.
Potato gun.
That's funny.
Hello.
Hey, long-time listener, man. I want to agree with you, man. That's crazy. That's psycho.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. Long time listener. That's a warning sign as well.
Yeah, you should just know that.
Yeah.
Just like one of those health brochures. Know the warning sign.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
Don. Mike.
Yes. Hi.
Don.
Yes. yeah. You're another big man too. You're a big man. Stay on the phone for a second. Don't hang up yet.
He's listening to it.
I've got to listen to the hilarity.
I tell you what, I can get your address from reverse phone call sure. thing where you put the number in. How'd you like that? And then maybe you'd be going. How you doing, ass? Hey, coward. Coward says what? Coward listening to himself on the radio.
You're a big man. Stay on the phone for a sec.
Hey, retard. Goddamn, we aren't good even when we're just busting someone's balls.
Your mother is so good in bed.
You know what sound she made last night?
Coward says what?
And you know what I wiped her with?
afterwards.
What?
I wiped her down. I wiped her down with a letter the other guy sent me. I wiped down your mom.
Goddamn, we aren't good anymore.
Meanwhile, just stay on the line.
Or
oh, there
not.
He finally gave up.
Ah, the mother. You always seem to get it when you go to the mother.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
This is good. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. Well, when we come back, something totally different, I hope.
Yeah, or no?
No, I don't think we have time for that. I mean, for God's sake, are you the producer?
No.
Okay, well, then I take it back.
All right.
Never mind. The producer would know where we are on the show.
It's Friday.
Never mind.
And he's wearing his fish shirt.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Get off my leg! Get off my leg! Get off my leg! Get off my leg!
The Don and Mike Show. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Rock and roll.
Right on.
Let's go.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hold on, a word from Will Ferrell.
You are a talented son of a bitch.
Thank you.
They are never deficient in vitamin love. Don and Mike.
All right, thank you, Dude Walker. Let's give you a quick catch-up break here. And then we'll get to the Friday thing with Mike, and then Buzz, and we'll get in our cars, and we'll go home, and, you know, I'll buy some barbed wire and do whatever I go to
Rottweilers
and Homeless Depot.
They'll be fine. You'll be there testing your killing zone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello there. How are you today?
Hello, gentle person.
Hello,
gentle. Good afternoon, gentle persons. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Hamilton, what's up? What's happening?
Oh, I'm just sitting here having some rum and coke and enjoying the Don and Mike Show as usual.
Rum and Coca-Cola.
Wish I could join you, my friend. I mean, enjoying the show.
Yeah.
I'm already drinking. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
You're on the air. What's up?
I was wondering if you guys are going to the Tom Petty concert tomorrow.
You are? I am.
If we're going to what?
The Tom Petty concert tomorrow.
Oh, well, Buzz is going.
I'll see you there.
Oh, excellent, man. We'll smoke a spliffy beforehand.
Well, no need to talk. Don't do me like that.
Why don't you just meet Buzz at his house for Mary Jane's last stand?
I guess I can reveal this now. The Tom Petty Show tomorrow night. I'm opening.
Yeah, go Mike O'Mara. Peace.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be me opening for Tom Petty. And get this, you know, you're all thinking, hey, band? No, puppets.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Wow.
Really?
Hello.
Hello
there. Hello, gentle person.
Hello there.
Were we disconnected, or did you find me disinteresting?
Hold on. I guess that line didn't hang up. No, I meant to hang up on you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You have gotten too soft on people that are pedophiles with children. What is the matter with you?
Are you speaking with us?
Are you trying to be funny?
Yes. You should put that man's information on your blog today. Let us inundate him with information.
Okay, bye-bye. Listen, I know you're kidding, but I know you're serious.
I think those two would get along.
You think so?
That guy and the other caller, I think...
We could give the name to, what's his name, the Justice Group, what's it called? I forgot what the people that...
Perverted Justice.
Yeah. Right.
No, wouldn't do that. Yeah. Although I'll tell you something funny. This is way behind the scenes, but it's internet funny. That I think it was, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, when did we go through that thing with the fan site, with DCR TV?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. A
couple of weeks ago. You know, I got a hard-on against that guy at DCR TV. Not a real one,
right.
But, you know, it's like, it's something to do.
Right.
Anyway, one day I was looking at our fan site, and somebody had written something like, you know, everybody should attack this guy's website. So what I did was I read part of this. This is on a message board.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Attack, attack, attack. Right. Well, I get home and my phone's ringing off the hook. It's Rob saying that, you know, some ass on our fan site went through and found out, like, the information for the guy that runs the other site.
Uh-huh.
Found, like, his... Because it's all public record.
Right.
And they posted, like, the guy's address and stuff. And, you know, I called... Rob called and said, what do you want us to do? I said, well, just... Please call the people at the website and tell them that, you know, that certainly was not my intent. And then what happened was...
John Norman was here for about 2 hours one night talking with these people, these good-intentioned people that run this fan site for the show. And the way that it was explained to me is that there's one hard-on who lives out in San Diego who demanded that I get on the air, and this is a listener who writes into a fan site, demanded that I get on the air the next day and announce that my attack against this website, which was a, at best, a throwaway comment.
Yeah, it was the throwaway.
That I'm reading off the internet.
You have no idea what that's all about anyway.
Right. No, you know, it was explained to me that it's illegal and stuff, and I went, okay, well, it's not a big deal. Well, apparently this one guy who's got a big hard-on about this posted part of my address then on the site and then said, you know, this is not good, and told John off the air like that I should apologize and I should say that it wasn't a real attack or else, you know, and that was the threat, or else.
Hmm.
So then John was telling me he's looking on the website, and I guess this guy for many years had been running an illegal stream of the show or has like an audio highlights archived site. And what he did was from what John tells me, I can't find the thread on the website. He just took all of his stuff away to all of the people that listened to the show and like going and hearing where this guy took the time to record and download the show.
Right.
He took it away because he was mad at me because I read a post on the air and then some other idiot posted stuff with personal information,
right.
You know, and they called me up and I said, that's not cool, don't do that. But then I guess there was a discussion among the BM eaters on this fan site, and the one guy said, like, you know, whoever this guy is, it's from San Diego. That's how I know when John showed it to me. This guy from San Diego was saying that I was inciting people to do something to a website, and how dare I? And furthermore, he's going to take all of his files that he's got that he's been sharing with people, and he's going to run away. And, you know, that's the thing with the whole internet. I mean,
a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm. That's like why I flipped out about, not flipped out, I brought it to your attention that the guy sent me something at my house because I know my address has been on the internet. I don't mind talking about it. I'm not afraid talking about it. I wouldn't want that done to anybody like the guy at DCR TV. But I'll be goddamned if I'm going to have some BM eater who's writing on our fan site from San Diego call up John at 9 o'clock at night and say,
he was upset with somebody doing something to the other website?
The guy in San Diego, this is very confusing.
Because I don't even understand.
Okay.
Let me give
it to you again.
Okay.
It's 10 minutes until 7 on the show.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our fan site, and somebody writes what a dick the guy at DCR TV is.
Right, I know that.
It would be good to attack his site. Says, you know, something like, we're waiting. I read the post.
Right.
I said, yeah, that's a good idea. Attack, attack, attack.
Right.
Well,
now, when they say attack a site, are they talking about sending lots of emails to make his server crash?
Right.
Is that what it is?
That's what I thought it was. Or just sending the guy's emails just to bust his balls.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you can't really screw with people's websites, and that was certainly not my intent.
No. Well, why is the guy from San Diego upset about it?
Why does he care?
Because he's a lawyer.
Oh.
Because he's a lawyer. And right away he got, keep in mind that on this fan site where I read the thing from the listener and I said, yeah, go ahead, attack, attack, attack. So then someone posted personal information about the guy from DCR TV. I told Rob, I told John, please ask the people from the website not to do that.
That's not
my intent. And then then John's reading me all these other threads with, like, you know, the people at the website are saying that they're not shills for the show and they're not going to do what we tell them to do just because we're not the puppeteers.
Well,
and they're not our puppets.
The courage comes from the anonymity.
Right.
That's where the courage comes from.
That I guess is my internet story for you today. Just that I know what a hassle it is to have your personal information on the website, on anybody's website. I wouldn't want the guy at DCR TV to get his on the website either. But on the other hand, you know, whoever the guy is from San Diego on the Radio Gods forum, you can eat a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, douchebag? You can just eat a real big one. If you're such a highfalutin lawyer, sue my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Sue my ass because I'm talking about you on the radio. Ooh. I mean, seriously, the guy called John. There's a guy in San Diego.
Yeah.
We are not on the radio in San Diego.
No.
The guy calls John up and says, I demand tomorrow at 3 o'clock that Don gets on the air and says that his organized attack on DCR TV was a joke or he didn't understand it or else there will be consequences to pay.
He's going to give lawyers a bad name.
Are you kidding? I mean, are you kidding me? Please.
It's ridiculous.
It was a throwaway.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't even... I remember it couldn't even... I knew you were talking about something in a general
right
way.
I know.
I didn't know what it meant.
No, I
swear to God.
It's just, you know, the more...
You read it and you didn't know what it meant, really.
No. Right. I mean, listen, the truth is, we're trying to be...
It sounded good.
We're trying to get in touch with our audience via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have a message board, although we're thinking about it now. But the problem is finding somebody to moderate it.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to sit around and do that crap?
Mike.
Oh, Mike?
Mike's volunteer.
Now,
I'd love to be the moderator.
You're a funny man.
Funny. Yeah. Well, no, it really falls under, you know, I would like people to treat me like that.
I see.
That's the way I'd like it to go.
Anyway, I don't know what made me just think of that, but yeah. Whatever it was the internet. It was like, come on, dudes, listen, you guys over there on Radio Gods Forum, you know, you're very cool. We like the site, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not our puppets. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ. You know, and the guy in San Diego, you got a problem with me, dude? A problem where you're going to post my address on the site, which he did a couple of weeks ago, because you thought that I did something wrong? Obviously, you got my address. You're a lawyer. Send me a letter on legal paper.
Sure.
Send it to me.
Wow, there's so much trouble out there.
I got a thousand Jew lawyers that I'll shove up your butt so fast. I say that with affection.
I know.
I call our own agents our Jew lawyers.
Oh, God.
Just so you know. When they pick up the phone, they go, I like a, how are my favorite Jew lawyers today?
I do.
Now,
yeah,
we are great.
Yeah, right, you do.
We are great.
Every time.
Only a couple times.
Yeah, right, yeah. Only two.
Only one.
Right.
Really, only one.
Yeah. Right, that two.
To their face.
Yes. Oh, boy. Wish I could remember that exchange. I don't know.
Well, that would be one of those tough times, Mike.
When we were a little underserved?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I think that maybe we were.
Oh, Lord.
You and I were getting screwed a little bit with a baseball bat and something slipped out. Like, you know, God. How many Jew lawyers we got to get to get this thing fixed?
Oh, my God. You know, the internet is never going to change. I mean, I don't see. There's no end to it. You're not going to have to. You're not going to have anybody that's not going to be causing trouble as long as you have that anonymity.
Here's what made me think of that. Thank you, Mike. I'll get us on point and get us out of this break. When the guy, when we took a call a second ago and the guy said you should really put the guy's address on your website.
Uh-huh.
I can't do that. We can't do that.
Right.
Because you're asking people to go after somebody. You know what I mean? Right. I know that, and that was my point to the people at our fan site, and especially to the douchebag from San Diego.
Right.
And if you want to talk about legalities, to be honest, if you've been archiving this show and taping the show and doing all that stuff when the show was not available in your area, technically, douchebag, you've been breaking the law.
Well, that's everybody knows that.
For many, 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 many years.
Yeah, and especially if he's streaming it to other people.
And what a pussy move. From what I understand, it's an archive site where you can go and find a lot of stuff from like 10 years ago on the show. The guy just got his panties in a wad and just took the side away. Like,
To punish me. Right.
To punish me.
Right.
Joel really hurts me.
Well, enjoy your San Diego weekend, fat ass.
I got two stops to make. First, I got to go to Maryland.
Yes.
Right. Go outside Baltimore.
Then I got to go right to the airport.
It's to San Diego. And God, I hope I make it to Poconos in time for the race.
It's going to be a very full weekend for you.
Mike, we've only got one picture on our website today, on DonandMikeWebsite.com. Here it is. Any idea what that would be?
A potato chip.
Take a look at that.
A potato chip?
Think again.
A condom.
What?
Mike, this is, and Buzz, you'll know this because you used it.
Uh-huh.
What we have on our website today.
I think I know already. I haven't heard the story, but I got to guess.
From Austria, from the Trelawian County Museum.
Tyrolean.
Like it matters. The world's oldest surviving condom.
Hello.
All the way back to the year 1640.
Bravo!
I thought I flushed that.
There's a picture of it on the website. It looks good.
Uh-huh. It looks like it's in great shape.
Yeah. I know you're wondering about it.
What was it made of?
Pig intestines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It also came with an original user's manual, which was written in Latin.
Uh-huh.
It instructs people, men, to put the condom in warm milk before they use it.
Sure. And look at that. It's got a little powdered wig on it.
So to avoid diseases. Anyway, that's a picture of the world's oldest condom on our website.
That.
Oh, boy, now we don't have time. But just about boobs. Everybody likes talking about boobs.
Sure.
Here's a great list of the best boobs in Hollywood from InTouch.com.
Real or fake? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters. Some of these are real, some are fake.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. J. Love Hewitt is all the way at number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then at number 6 is Tyra Banks.
No, wrong.
Right, I agree. Number 5, Jessica Alba. I mean, she's cute, but I don't know how good her boobs are.
Yeah, not bad.
Now, number four, I saw the movie Swordfish. There's nothing wrong with Halle Berry's boobs.
Yeah, they're terrific.
But I wouldn't call them the best breasts in Hollywood.
Mm.
Number three, no argument here, Selma Hayek.
Right.
Number two, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, she's got good ones.
And the number one boobs in Hollywood, yeah, really, Scarlett Johansson.
Where's Simon Cowell?
Not on the list.
That's not fair.
No, it's not right.
But she's not.
Off you go.
She's number one. And other people, Rebecca Romijn, Lindsay Lohan are on the list. Oh, and one more thing about Scarlett, what did I say, Johansson? Scarlett Johansson.
QL right? Wasn't on that list at all?
Who?
Queen Latifah?
Hey.
Scarlett Johansson. Did you see Queen Latifah when she was at the Capitol the other day?
She was under control.
No. Whatever she was doing?
She was cool as a cucumber.
I saw her talking to the press.
She could run for office.
She announced she was not wearing underpants.
Ah,
yeah, no, I'm not kidding.
She did. She is absolutely spectacular.
Mm, oh, baby.
I love Queen Latifah.
She was great.
I really do.
Hold on. Here's a tape of Queen Latifah. That's the other day. Okay. Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson.
Right. She got
nice racks. Uh-huh. She got apparently the best
number
boobs
one
in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Jenna Jameson, that whore, uh-huh, says she is making a movie about her life. Now, God knows there's already, you know, 10,000 DVDs about her life.
Pretty well, yes, documented.
Right.
Her life is kind of a reality show.
But she is shopping around the idea that her story would make a good biographical movie.
Well, I think she does have an interesting story.
And the celebrity that she has selected to play her in,
yeah,
this movie that has not been sold yet is the aforementioned Scarlett Johansson.
That's a good choice.
Johansson or Johansson.
I think it's Johansson.
Not Johansson.
Johansson.
Whatever it is,
Johansson.
It's her.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ask what his head is.
Well, after she makes this movie, it'll be Scarlett Johansson.
What is it?
It's Johansson.
Yo.
Johansson.
Yo. Johansson.
That's what I used to say when I used to stalk them outside their hotels. Johansson. The group.
And that's what I used to say to those hockey players in Slapshot.
Johansson brothers.
Johansson.
Yo.
Great movie. All right, so that's all I got for you today.
Okay.
That's good.
We got a break. We're coming back. Oh, let me just tell you, when we come back, what's the hottest show on Fox Television?
Ah, Idol.
Think about it. We'll be right back.
Ooh. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, lighthearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show. Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, well, I think we mentioned before the break that when we came back, we're going to have somebody on from Fox TV. And I don't even think I need to give it much build-up. I'm sure it's someone from the most popular show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's today going to be Paula, Simon,
mm-hmm,
what's his name, Ryan,
Randy.
Or
Randy.
Randy.
Or Kiefer.
Yeah, or, well, now he's not on American Idol.
No, but
American
also
Idol,
a popular show.
But American, I was told, from the most popular
the
show
most popular
on Fox.
All right.
foolish men. You're all mistaken. It's me, Charles Montgomery Burns. All of you trying to communicate through the wireless. So misguided, each and every one of
you. Hold on, I thought the note definitely said someone from the most popular show on Fox.
A car in every garage and a three-eyed fish in every pot. It is me, or I should say it is I, Charles Montgomery Burns. Someone said, Mr. Burns, would you like to do a radio interview? And I said my trademark, excellent.
Where's the guy from American Idol? I thought we were going to have someone from the most popular show on Fox.
Unfortunately, they've been detained. I arranged to have my presence sewn on your show. I'm here representing the Fox Network and the greatest show in the history of television.
Right.
The show you might know as The Simpsons. Greetings,
good.
Weekenders. Excellent.
It's a good show, all right,
yeah,
but it's not as popular as, well, even as House.
It's
right,
not as popular as the days of World War II when I was flying for the fabulous Flying Hellfish Squad. Wonderful times everyone had. Excellent.
You appear to be quite weak and frail.
I haven't had my transfusion today. Smithers is in the automobile. We've had a bit of a difficult situation come up at the last minute.
Oh, is that your phone?
Why don't you answer it?
You know what? Hold on a second.
Whose phone?
Let it ring for a second. Hold on. Let me just pick it up.
Hello?
Hello?
Call the hotline. Hold on. You know what? Here we go.
I'm out.
What happened?
What seems to be happening with your phones? They seem to have gone haywire.
Stand by for action.
Stand by. Yes, it's a very intricate radio play. Mm-hmm. I love radio theater. Nothing like gathering around the wireless to enjoy a fabulous old show like Don Cornelius and the Flying Trenchmen.
So your friend, Smithers, is down in the car? Is that it?
And
hello?
I believe he is.
Hello?
Hello?
Smithers?
Exactly, sir. Is this Don?
Hey, Smithers.
How are you? Wayland Smithers. What can I do for you?
What are you doing with the old man?
I'm just driving him. We're planning a bit of a celebration out of his house this weekend.
I bet you drive him.
Mr. Burns?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, hold on a second. Mr. Burns?
Yes, Smithers.
Everything's prepared, sir.
Thank you. Excellent. I'm looking forward to a fabulous weekend. You see, we're having a house guest.
Huh? Where are you having?
A house guest that we're bringing to my mansion against his will.
Really? Huh?
Who's that? You might know him as Grandpa Simpson. Abraham Simpson.
Oh.
Abe Simpson, co-soldier with me in the Flying Helter Squadron.
Now, Smithers?
Yes, sir. Would you like to speak with Abe Simpson?
Is he in the car?
He's in the back seat. I'll pass the phone back to him. Is that all right with you, sir?
Put him on. Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry, Mike.
I'll stand up. Now Don can see me.
There you go. Hi.
Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Put Abe Simpson on the phone and put him on now.
Exactly, sir. Come on. Hold on.
I said, now this should be Abe Simpson coming on next one.
This is really, really a pickle for me.
What's going on?
I've been taken against my will.
What are they doing to you?
They say they plan to rape me.
Oh, no.
That's right, rape. R-A-P-E, rape. They are both gay. And I'm here to tell the whole world. Oh. Give me that
phone.
Smithers.
He's a deluded old man.
I heard the word rape.
He knows not what he speaks of. Hold on a second. Give me the phone back.
No!
Give me the phone.
Hey! Don?
Yes, Abe?
This is Abe Simpson.
Hey, Abe.
And I'm damn upset because they're planning to do something terrible. They told me both Montgomery Burns, Charles Montgomery Burns, and Wayland Smithers informed me that they're going to put things inside my body.
That's not good.
That man is lying. He's not telling the truth.
Why
it's a total lie. It's a fabrication. It's
why
a prevarication.
It's
not going to happen.
Why is he in your car?
He's in my car for a symposium on senior citizens. Yes, that's the ticket. Ask Smithers. He'll back me up, won't you, Smithers?
Smithers?
Exactly, sir. We're simply going to be doing some live reading all weekend long. There's nothing to get. Give me the phone!
Abe?
Oh, Don! Oh,
Abe?
Don, you can't believe this is terrible. What happened was, I was at the nursing home.
Yeah.
Someone was visiting me, as usual, and suddenly this giant limo pulled up, and Smithers told me that Mr. Burns wanted to have a cup of coffee. Before I knew it, my arms and legs were duct taped.
Oh.
A ball was put in my mouth, which I've since expelled, and now they're planning on taking me to the mansion, and all I heard was R-A-P-E.
That's right.
Oh, no. Man rape.
The painful gibberish of a decaying mind.
Hey, Smithers.
He doesn't mean that at all, Don.
Smithers, I thought we were getting someone from American Idol on the show today.
That actually went by the boards. You were going to get Simon Cowell, sir. We had a bit of a problem with Simon Cowell.
Are you in love with Mr. Burns?
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Be honest with me.
I'm allergic to bee stings.
Would you like to talk to him?
Privately?
Yeah, sure, privately. I'll take your voices off.
We've got a minute.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. Burns?
Is he there?
He's right here.
I'm right here. Smithers, we have a moment alone now. How are you?
I love you, sir.
I love you, Smithers. I love you more than any man I've ever loved before. Now, here is our secret plan.
Tell me, sir.
What I want you to do is untape Grandpa Simpson.
Honest Abe Simpson.
Move him down into the dungeon, release the dogs, and we'll have our way.
Release the hounds.
Fine. I love you, sir. Huh? The world is too beautiful for Abe Simpson and you.
Excellent thought, Smithers. Then we'll cut up a three-eyed fish, feed it to him, force-feed him his sushi, and then later on we'll oil him up with a big bottle of spray butter, and we'll have our... Ooh, it'll be the best time we've ever had in Springfield.
Spray butter.
Just sweet-talking, Smithers. He's an old man. Give him candy and fried chicken, and he won't make a peep.
Exactly, sir. Hold on a second. Where's Don? Put Don back in.
Abe?
Oh, Don.
I'm right here, Abe.
It's Abe Simpson.
Are you bleeding?
Oh, man.
Abe?
This is terrible. They're feeding me.
What are they trying to feed me terrible things. Like what?
This is really nasty.
Like what?
They've got another person in here, too.
Who else is there?
Mo. From
Mo.
Mo's Bar.
Mostly Zach.
He's over here. Mo, tell him the truth.
Hey, Mo.
They're trying to kill us. That's right. They're all trying to kill us. It's terrible. I'm too old for this. I don't have the flexibility to endure this weekend of violation. It's not going to work.
Mr. Burns, listen. Why are you just sitting there? Mr. Burns.
I'm sitting there listening to total poppycock.
Mr. Burns,
nothing could be further from the truth. We don't abuse anyone, and I certainly don't enjoy the company of other men.
I just heard Waylon Smithers say that he loved you.
Uh-huh.
When I told you you were off the air, you were actually on the air, sir.
Oh, this is highly irregular. That was supposed to be a private conversation between me and Smithers. He'll be darn mad at you, Buster. Why, we'll string you up from the highest tree. He won't accept this. This is unacceptable.
What are you going to do to Abe Simpson? What are you going to do to Mosley Zach?
I'll do to Abe Simpson what I've done to his son for years. Just ignore him. I have no interest in him whatsoever. I only have an interest in making Springfield the most energy-efficient community on the planet.
So you do not want to make love to Waylon Smithers, to Mo Slezak, or to Abe Simpson?
Anything you heard was probably lost in translation through these antiquated phone lines. You know how it works. Why, the Chinese haven't finished building the railroad yet.
Okay,
it's not going to work.
Let me just see. How real you are.
I'm standing by. I'll be peppered with your foolish questions over your wireless.
I cannot make love.
That ship has sailed.
Don't you have the pump?
Smithers has several duties. They're not involving anything to do with the sordid type of thing you're mentioning. All he has to do is moisten my eyeballs, give me my blood transfusion, and help me with chewing and swallowing. That's all. I don't know what this foolishness is. I hear that you're a good one for tall tales, Geronimo. Why, if you were in Springfield, I'd contact the local corrupt sheriff and have you thrown into Monte Cristo.
Oh, the guy who looks like a pig?
Yes.
Sheriff, what was his name?
Wiggum.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff
Chief,
Wiggum.
Chief Wiggum.
He'd have his way with you. Our prison system in Springfield is quite thorough.
Mm-hmm. I heard you
excellent.
I heard you liked a BF.
BF? Write it down and show it to me.
BF.
That word?
But?
Hold on, I really can't make it out. Someone stand on the other side of the building so I can read it. I'm slightly farsighted.
Hold on. Hey, Smithers. Is Smithers still on the phone? I bet he knows what that means. Hey, Smithers.
Stop.
You know what BFing is, right?
Exactly. I'm not a Frenchman. I understand exactly what you're talking about. Frankly, I'm tired of living under these terrible shadows. It's ready for me to come out. I'm ready to come out right here on your show.
All right, do it. Go ahead, Waylon.
Why, Mr. Burns and I have been enjoying each other's company in a biblical way for the past 45 years, sir.
Ah, gotcha.
Wow. Why, that's a lie. It's a lie, Smithers. Why have you chosen this forum to betray me?
Well, sir, it's a... Give me
it. Abe?
Okay. I told you they're going to rape me.
Oh, no.
This is bad news. The entire Simpsons plot is exposed. Yes, they've played it this way for years. Innuendo. Slight little references each and every moment, but now it's real. It's terribly real. The fact is, everyone on The Simpsons is perverted.
Oh.
Ooh, bad. I'm at the mercy of these two queers. Oh.
Where's Mo? Mo?
I'm right over here. They're all gonna have sex
guessing at it. Why don't they just come to my bar and do it with Barney? Give me the phone back.
Abe?
You son of a bitch. I'll tell you right now, you know something, Mo? I never liked you.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mr. Burns?
That's what I always say. Let the common men simply kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Thin the herd. That's the one expression you use that we can agree on. Excellent.
So in summing up this interview, how are you looking forward to the next season of American Idol?
I don't care about any other show on Fox. 24 American Idol. We are always going to be the straw that stirs the drink. Mm. We are going to be the land of milk and honey for that network. Speaking of milk and honey, Smithers, did you get it?
Yes, I did, sir. We're ready with all the milk and honey you want.
Yeah. Poor grandpa.
What are they going to do?
Ray!
He's crying.
Ray!
I do lust for that young man, Steve Ducey. I'd sure like to play a round of old-fashioned croquet with him. We call it Burns croquet.
You mean the guy on Fox News?
Exactly, sir.
Yes, Waylon.
Waylon Smithers.
How you doing, Waylon?
Is Buzz coming on now?
Yeah, it's almost time for Buzz's new show.
I'd like to request if I could come up and maybe just sit in the back of his studio.
Are you sweet on Buzz?
Just a tad. I've seen pictures on the internet, and I like his gay T-shirts. They're wonderful.
Smithers, you're forbidden to do so. Restrain Grandpa Simpson and report back to me immediately.
Exactly, sir.
Hang up the phone now.
Hang up now, Ray.
Exactly, sir.
Ray. There you go.
Wow.
It was nobody like from American Idol after
half
all.
The cast of The Simpsons.
I see no reason to hang around here with these wireless bozos. I'm going to go back and wax nostalgic about my teddy bear Bobo.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
The opening of that never made the air. What the hell? I forgot you had a teddy bear named Bobo.
Oh, fond days with my Bobo.
Bobo rhymes with homo.
Foolishness. I'm not gay. I'm a man. Look at these arms.
Buzz, what's on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, Israel prays for the Miami Heat. And woman beats man with dead puppy. Stay tuned for this and more.
Ooh, a happy human interest story.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional. Now it's off to my weightlifting session.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right.
The Don and Mike
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Thing just...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
See, I'm not even hitting the button.
It's concrete. It's just...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It'll keep doing it if I don't take it out of the machine. I'm not pressing...
What's the word from
there
Planet Crackpot?
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Fun. 2 weeks till we're out of here.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Out of the studio, that is.
Like 15 inches of strap-on comedy.
Yeah, baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
That is unless they don't pull the rug out from under us on Monday.
God.
Keep in mind that on Monday, we won't be here.
And don't think that's not in the back of our minds, too. We walk in, hey, it's been a great run.
Monday, we've been summoned to New York.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is right in the middle of the spring ratings period.
Yeah, very unusual.
And really, I mean, you got to have like a major freaking crisis going on.
Yeah, it's a little, the timing is a little odd.
To get a day off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, just come on up. Take the train up and come up for the day and meet some of these people.
Probably going to give you a major award.
And then we're going to tell you that the whole thing with the studio is a big joke. And here's your walking papers. And
take care, guys. Good luck elsewhere.
Go find your daddy, Mel.
Major award.
Do I wish that would happen? It's time for Buzz's news and comment right now.
Man.
So anyway, we won't be here Monday, but it's a planned day off. And if you are upset about it, call New York.
Mm-hmm. Blame them.
Very good. Yeah. We'll be up there. Call up there and ask for us.
And we're going to be wearing matching outfits.
Our old-time 1920s bathing suit, right?
That's the new one. We you know, the softball uniforms, I think we wouldn't get into the restaurant.
Yeah.
But the old, like the tank top bathing
right,
suits.
Right, with stripes on it.
Absolutely.
Straw hats.
Well, maybe, and canes.
It's like in your road movies.
Or maybe I like to dress like Shaq.
Well, that'd be good, too.
Yeah, man.
Like, like really wear like a, maybe a 40-button suit?
White suit. Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live. If you go live-ish, that's bigger than live-er. I make Miami the livest city in the world.
He can do that.
My man. He got his ass kicked last night 25 different ways. Oh, and you know, Buzz, I know you don't even remember this.
What?
Do you remember back when Beth Ann was producer, and she became kind of friends with Mark Cuban? When we were on Late Night in Dallas,
right.
We had a guy on the show, and it was like, I said, Beth Ann, what the hell are we going to do with an NBA player? Nobody knows. Do you remember his name?
I do not.
His name is Jason Terry. And last night, Dirk Nowitzki didn't stand up tall for Dallas. The guy that you interviewed?
Yeah, how'd he do?
You know what he was?
What?
The dagger through the heart of the Miami Heat.
Like, wow.
Really?
Stepped out, he had over 30.
Did he really?
Maybe close to 34, 35 points last night.
In a championship. Was he the high scorer for Dallas?
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Wow.
For a Dallas.
Pretty
Buzz,
impressive, yes.
Buzz, do you like Visa?
Do I like Visa? I'm carrying six or seven of them in my wallet.
Thank God, because they're sponsoring your news right now.
Are they yours? Well, some of them.
Business takes efficiency, just like the kids. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa.
That's right.
Thank you. And you know, it's Buzz's news time now. We'll have to wait till next week. We'll have plenty more opportunity to hear Shaq speak.
I'm working on my master's in criminal justice. When I'm done playing, I either want to be chief of police or sheriff somewhere.
Wow.
He's
Sheriff
my man.
Shaq.
He's my man.
Yep.
The only bad part of that interview last night was one-eye Stuart Scott, who someone should just get a slingshot and put him out of his misery. You know what I mean? Just get the other eye and just put him out of his misery.
You don't like Stuart Scott. Oh, right. I don't like Stuart Scott.
Yo.
You remember.
Yo, I'm so freaking cool. I'm with the players. Hey, player, what's happening, player? What's happening, player? And you really get the feeling they just want it, you know, like looking, because they're all 8 feet tall.
Right. Yes, they're very tall.
What's your problem, little man? Oh, I wish it was on tonight.
Yeah.
Why is it that something like the NBA Finals, it's on, but it's only on like every three nights? They got to stretch it out so it lasts two goddamn weeks.
Right. They take like two nights between games?
Yeah, it was there was a game on last night.
Uh-huh.
Now the next game's not till Sunday night.
Right. I don't understand
Friday
that
Friday and Saturday night date nights.
Yeah, what about those of us who have no dates?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Those of us who... Shaq is the date.
All right.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The warm glow of Shaquille O'Neal.
A big daddy Shaq. I'm still going with Miami to win the series. Now, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Iran's nuclear program is not the only thing on the minds of Israelis today. They've been asked by the owner of the Tel Aviv basketball team, the Maccabi, to pray for the Miami Heat. The Heat lost game one of the playoffs to Dallas last night, 90-80. Renan Katz owns both teams, both the Maccabi in Tel Aviv and the Mavericks
this
in Dallas.
Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Every age, I was the baddest. So when I came in at 19, I was the baddest. When I was 20, I was the baddest. Every age I go to, I'm still going to be the baddest.
He's the baddest.
He owns the Heat, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. Did I misspeak?
Yeah, he owns the Maccabi and the Heat.
I shouldn't ad-lib.
I know, well.
He's told...
Take your cards, Burbank.
Mr. Katz has told his fellow Israelis, and I quote, "Dallas is a strong rival, a very dangerous group," end quote. "The Heat's upcoming duel against the Mavericks will be very tough. God can help," he says.
Mr. Katz.
"We need him on our side. Every Israeli must support us. They must go to the Western Wall and pray for us," end quote.
Now, I want to say welcome to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think of Dwayne Wade, of course, Riles, as we refer to him, and the Buddha, our main man, Big Daddy Shaq.
Do you know a story you might not be aware of that I never shared with you about, before we talked about our employment history?
Yeah.
You're aware of the fact that I seriously, in my hometown, worked for a store, a retail outlet. Did you know that?
I know you worked at a hardware store.
Well, it was not really a hardware store, but it was the name of the store. He got out of that business temporarily, and I worked at a store called Katz Creative Decorating.
K-A-T-Z?
K-A-T-Z, owned by Dick Katz, and I was fired shortly after a conveyor load of paint gallons fell off the conveyor while I was using it and landed on the floor.
Sounds like an I Love Lucy type moment.
It was a very sad moment, and shortly thereafter I was given my walking papers.
Well, sure.
Well, let's go Heat.
I also had some trouble working the cash register.
I don't like the teams that don't have the S at the end of the name, though.
No.
It should be the Miami Heats.
Heats.
The Miami Runs. You know, not the Heat, for goodness sakes.
The Heat.
Well, and the Sox, that one ends in X.
What do you do with that?
Then there's the Jazz. Then you get me going on that. They're not from New Orleans. They're from Utah. Utah.
Don't most NFL teams have, they end in S.
Most do.
Redskins, Giants, Packers.
I think most do.
Steelers.
This is like some dumb trivia question.
Certainly is, but I'm sure.
That we've had before.
Is there any team in the NFL that doesn't end with an S? That is a trivia question.
I don't think so. Let's go Heat.
Do you know what Dick Katz said to me when he fired me, Don?
No.
What?
He said, and this is the truth, quote, generally, things haven't worked out.
Well, you've heard that before, haven't you?
I certainly have.
Yeah, we all
heard that a few times.
Oh, most definitely.
Just to treat others as you'd like to be treated.
It's amazing I'm still able to do that.
Well, team owner Katz told the people of Israel, his fellow citizens, that Miami is every bit as Israeli as the team in Tel Aviv, the Maccabi.
The Maccabi.
Thought you'd be interested in that.
Strangely enough, when Dick Katz fired me, I was living on my street, two doors up the street from his brother.
Who's that?
Harvey Katz, attorney at law.
I don't like to give up my secret, but I just come on and say hi and ask how old I am, and then they get right into it. 98% of the time, it's sexual.
Huh?
Once they want us to meet them in a certain location, we will be there.
That's when Jack is talking about catching online predators.
Right.
With his AOL.
His other job.
His AOL. Oh, God. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the pregame show could just be a one-hour sit-down with Shaq.
He's got that much personality.
Yeah.
I love him.
Not
even Charles Barkley has there been anybody that has that much to say.
He's the best. And, oh, boy, was Charles Barkley funny as hell on PTI yesterday.
Really?
Really, really funny. I think he may have called Mark Cuban retarded. And it's one of those things where he says it, and neither Tony Kornheiser nor Michael Wilbon will laugh at it.
They don't have the guts to laugh.
But you know, and it's the thing where they go, Wilbon is in Dallas for the game, and Tony Kornheiser is wherever he's at, because he's moving, and you know, Charles Barkley's like in a, so it's three guys in different spots.
Right.
They've all got the ear things in, and right. They're each one's in a different. He says, like, yeah, I like Mark Cuban to be kind of retarded when he wins. Right away, you can see both the other guys like doing the eyeballs, like going back and forth.
Is Tony still going to do that show when he does Monday Night Football?
I can't imagine that he is, and I also heard a rumor. Oh, you know, we should pass along, although it's very trite to say at this point because it doesn't really matter. Condolences and really seriously love out to our good friend JB, James Brown. His mom passed away.
Oh, no.
And I know that she'd been sick recently, and it's one of the reasons that JB took the job with CBS to relocate to be closer to his mom.
Yeah.
His mom passed away, so, you know, our thoughts go out to them.
Good guy. We're very close.
I was just going to say something. Now I'm thinking about James Brown. I can't forget what we were talking about.
We were talking about Tony Kornheiser, whether he's going to keep doing PTI.
I can't see him doing it because he's got to go to all the goddamn Monday night games. And the other thing that I heard from somebody was that Wilbon was the guy that Fox is looking at to take JB's place on the Fox show. So there's the entire possibility, if you're like myself, a fan of PTI, maybe by September, that show's going to be gone.
Wow.
Or, you know, God forbid they have the guest host on. Like the guy, the guy from Miami, who I kind of tolerate, who looks like Flounder from Animal House, Dan Lubatard, or as I call him, Dan Lubaretard. I mean, he's okay as a fill-in guy, but didn't they get that other jive-ass mic, that guy Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe?
Oh, a handsome man, isn't he? Really?
Yeah.
You want to talk about pretty. You got two guys up in Boston that write for the Globe. You got Dan Shaughnessy, and you got Bob Ryan, and both of them are seriously the ugliest men I've ever seen.
Well, the show doesn't work without Kornheiser and Wilbon.
I hope he still manages to do it.
So do I.
Well, while Israel's backing the Miami Heat, NASCAR and its future may be powered by Scientology. We'll look at that when we come back.
Not this weekend, I hope. I'm going this weekend. I'm going up to the Poconos.
Oh, maybe you're running to Tom Cruise.
If I see any Scientologists, watch out. You know what this is? Knuckle sandwich.
I see that.
You know what this is? This is, well, what is that thing that you said in Anchorman?
With the guns.
The guns.
He's got the guns.
Something like this is...
I remember.
Say hello to... It was like, this one's Smith.
It's when he's on the bridge with Jack Black.
Yeah, right.
And then Jack Black kicks his dog into the water. But I forgot what he says. And it's like an old expression for fighting.
What does he say?
Somebody knows this. Somebody like, knows what he says. He's not, referring to his fist.
It's not John L. Sullivan. It's something like, I've got
something here and something here.
Hmm.
Nobody knows.
Not right off the top of our head.
What's that?
I don't care for Will Ferrell.
Are you still against Will Ferrell?
He almost brought me around on the producers. Almost.
If this was a 1920s black and white film, you'd have the answer. But because it's from something that's relatively new...
I was just waiting.
Hi, do you know?
I think it's Smith and Wesson, wasn't it?
This is Smith and this is Wesson?
I don't think so. I think it was something like that. I think
it's a little more. Now I'm not cluing on it because I'm thinking about Ricky Bobby.
What about your retarded brother?
He's typing furiously. You know who the ref...
Hello there.
He doesn't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They're just talking about a scene from...
Anchorman.
Anchorman,
right.
Anchorman? Yeah, it's... Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary.
Now, hold on. I got a prize. Got a prize for you, my friend, because that's what we need. What is it again? He says, because I got two guys here. They are Jack Johnson and...
Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary.
That's too good. Thank you, my friend. What is your name? Any idea?
My name is Jeff. I'm from Alexandria.
Beautiful. Here you go. We've got for you the Entourage prize pack, including the box set, season 2 of Entourage on DVD. Entourage, the complete second season. Entourage, second season now available on DVD. That's from HBO. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the tip. And hold on just a second. Buzz, what's next?
NASCAR and R. Kelly.
Right. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
A lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Come, watch them stem the rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Back to Buzz Now, News and Comment. This segment brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe.
Yeah.
All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe. Okay, see you at the Shoeshine Band, and now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Most NASCAR fans have never heard of Kenton Gray, but they may be hearing more. He says what he's learned from the Church of Scientology is helping him finish first or at least top five in dozens of regional races.
You know, this guy is not an act on the NASCAR or even the Busch circuit.
Right.
It's like lower minor league than that, right?
Right, yeah, but he's apparently about to break onto the scene with the success he's had in California and on the West Coast.
Get her done.
Now, he heads up the Dianetics Racing Team. There is one. It was named after the self-help book written by Scientology founder and science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard.
Now, that's L. Ricky Bobby.
It is now.
You know, there was a time, when did that Mel Gibson movie come out? About the nails in the hand.
The Passion of the Christ?
Right.
3 years ago?
Sounds right.
Do you remember that weekend that there was a car that was running a NASCAR,
the Passion of the Christ car. Wow.
I mean, I remember thinking, I don't know if he said it on the air or not, but thinking, really? I mean, what kind of a book is that if the guy runs into the wall? If the guy's driving a car that says the Passion of the Christ on it.
Yeah.
And
man, you see him going to turn two? That turn really crucified him.
I mean, what if you know, God forbid, no pun intended, what if you had like a Dale Sr. moment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, really went bye-bye?
Yeah, right.
That'd be a little awkward.
Check with him in 3 days after that.
I love the Bible humor. A judge in Chicago has ruled that the R. Kelly...
Rob Spiewak's Bible funnies.
Bible gig.
A judge in Chicago says the R. Kelly video that supposedly shows him having sex with an underage girl can be released to the news media and the public. The judge said he saw no reason to ban the tape, calling it the linchpin of the case against the singer. Kelly's charged with 14 counts of child pornography. The girl may have been as young as 13. Today, she's 21.
No.
Kelly's lawyers wanted the tape shown only to the judge and jury.
Show it to me. I'll read it.
Give it to my partner. He's a nice man. He'll read it. Here it is 8 years after the tape, and there still isn't a trial date. The trial date has been set. No, you've rejected it also? Or you're debating it? No.
He's not debating it.
He's not debating it.
I mean, the whole thing is that.
I thought Mike didn't want to read it because it was something off-color about, like, kids.
Uh-huh.
It was Pirates Love R. Kelly. God, you ass. You know, the only reason you're going to pass on that is I know you're giddy happy.
Because your family's leaving you for like 7 days.
I'm brokenhearted.
I mean, not that they're leaving him there.
Right.
They're doing that. They're going to where? To
Nag's Head.
Right.
Amazing. How about that?
Make up your own joke. Yeah. There you go.
And not that you're counting, but how many days will your family be gone?
Just 8.
Oh, wow.
Just not that you're counting.
Man. Just 8. He's a happy man.
My God, he's bouncing off the walls.
Carrie said, we have to be back for Father's Day. I said, you know, not for me.
Not really.
She'll come walking back in, and all you're going to hear is, like, beer bottles.
How many cases of beer did you buy last night?
I only bought 2 cases last night.
Only two cases.
He'll go again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I got a 3rd case from Madonna today. So, yeah, so 3 cases.
3 cases.
He's funny. He's really, he reminds me of the way that I was. During the entire time Frida was alive.
You used to play your that music that you would play.
Right. I mean, you get the break, and it's like all day he's been walking on air. And some other guy said, what time are you going to the Poconos tomorrow, whatever? I'm like, I don't know, in the morning, I have to take care of the dog. He's like, hey, well, on the way. Give me a call. I said, all right, I'll call you. He said, give me a call.
Happy boy.
I'm going to be sitting around the house.
He's a happy boy.
Give me a call. Rob's bewacked. His wife's out of town, and she took the kids, too. All weekend, he'll sit in his basement and do what he does, which is drink Beck's.
Drink Beck's and watch television.
He'll watch Green Acres on DVD.
Oh, that's good.
Then he'll call me, and he'll say, do you remember the episode where the pig says this? And I'll go, you are drunk. He'll say, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Arr.
And that all happens at 9 o'clock in the morning.
An ugly election campaign got even uglier in Colorado this week.
Ugly!
Someone left an envelope full of dog crap at the office of Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. It arrived at her office in Greeley, Colorado about 10 days ago. Her staff says it was stuffed through the mail slot by a Democratic activist who sped away in a car. Representative Musgrave is demanding an apology. Her challenger says she had nothing to do with it. Still to come, the triumphant return of Crooks Are Stupid.
Yay!
You make these up?
No, true stories, Don.
Oh, he's lying.
I know he is. Okay. Right. We'll be back with more Buzz.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
The enemies of whatnot, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Ain't that the goddamn truth?
Oh.
And once again, here's Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
In sports, as Don mentioned the other day, German police have plenty to dread about the upcoming World Cup soccer championship, but they also have something to look forward to.
Was ist das? Was ist los?
A court in Germany has just ruled that the police there have the right to strip search fans, including women who don't even look suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
The ruling came in a case brought by a 16-year-old girl who says she was ordered into a cabin and strip searched. Police argued that people carrying weapons into stadiums usually don't look suspicious and carry it in their underwear, so they had to see everything.
Who doesn't trust the Germans?
Mm-hmm. The judge agreed, ladies, right this way.
Huh?
Finally, crooks are stupid. 38-year-old
Buzz.
Yes?
Made up or true?
Oh, absolutely true, Don.
Really?
Yes.
And I believe when I hear it.
All right, let's hear it, because, you know, I can tell. I can normally tell right away.
See if you find any holes in this story.
Okay.
38-year-old Elaine Baker of Spencer.
Made up.
No. 38-year-old Elaine Baker of Spencer, Iowa, knew she could raise the bail money after getting busted for meth possession. All she had to do when she made that phone call was tell her son to get the pot out of the fridge and sell it. The cops, of course, monitor those phone calls. They got a warrant, found the pot, and arrested the son.
Oh, man, that's a sticky situation.
Thank goodness there's a justice system to handle it all.
Right.
In Orlando, the judge in an insurance claims case has told lawyers from both sides to settle a witness dispute with a game of rock, paper, scissors. Whoever loses, of course, can appeal the decision, maybe demand best 2 out of 3. Crooks are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers stupider.
You know what else? For another day, another discussion.
Yeah.
So is that goddamn game. Can I tell you?
Right.
From whenever, when I was a kid,
you can cheat.
I was, of course you can cheat.
As cheatable as any game ever.
But if you did play it straight,
right?
play it straight.
Okay.
I always found a problem. I would think rock always beats everything.
Yeah, because rock could smash everything.
Yes, rock.
But it's paper covers rock. Scissors cut paper.
Queer. Yeah. Dumb game.
And you lose a lot when you think that. And boys, I think, they always think the rock.
Like the rock.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to win every time if you
paper,
put the rock,
rock
out there.
Scissors. Uh-huh. And then you even take it to the furthest extreme. You go, okay, you try to hit me with a rock, I'll stab you with the scissors.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, then over the corner, you've got, you know, a Freddy Faggot going, hold on. Paper covers rock. I'll stab you.
Who wants a paper cut, though?
I'll hit you with my rock.
Come on.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You are. Sorry, we're out of time. And boy, you were good at authoritative there, Buzz.
You like that?
Yes, I just need to have a safe weekend, everybody. Remember, we will not be here Monday. It's a scheduled absence.
Okay.
Right? We'll see you on Tuesday. Love you, Frida. Love you, Eddie. Love you, Bart. Have a great weekend. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
See you Monday for our 3-hour chat up to New York.
No, I'll bring a movie. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm bringing my iPod.
He's got issues.
Okay, and you?
Party at my house tonight. Oh, party!
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you Tuesday.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.